I can imagine the first court case on this, on someone challenges this going very, very badly for the council. Joe Thompson,
I think so, yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Founder of the Green Dog Walking Service. Yeah, these things, it sounds like a nice simple solution. Oh, you haven't got any bags and you must be a bad dog walker. Or you're somebody who's really responsible and cleaned up after your dog. Maybe you've even cleaned up after someone else's dog. And then you get done for not having the bags. Well, who knows? Eventually they're going to start asking us to have those little bags to clear up after talk radio presenters.
That's already, I've seen the memo.
John Holmes is here. Yeah, we have to clear after some of the presenters.
There are. Should we name them?
I think best not. Okay. It will turn nasty. Then we'll get into the smacking conversation.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good. I had a good night's sleep last night.
Oh.
I was sober.
All right. Humble brag.
I had a good night. I know. I'm very excited. Yeah, I thought it's all gone very well. First day back at school. So it's just sort of big relief all round.
Yeah, good.
And you? Yeah, I feel like we're leading into something.
I'm just tired. I just thought I'd tell you that because...
Well, you are doing approximately 9 hours of broadcasting a day at the moment.
I know. Virgin Radio Breakfast is what I'm sitting here on. So,
although you don't speak much. You just kind of choose records.
Well,
do you have to sing along to them?
You have to actually... It's more like karaoke station and I sing along. I don't think the listeners want it, but I'm happy to sing along.
No, exactly.
To Live In On A Prayer whenever it crops up.
Talking of what the listeners don't want, what's happening on your show?
Well, the show in general. Well, what's happening? There is... I don't know, familiar with Jacob Rees-Mogg. I don't know whether you're
I was familiar. At university with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Really?
He looked like that and dressed like that.
Did he? And he had views like that?
The whole way through those 3 years at uni. Yep.
So we're going to be talking, you know, about that and what he said today. A little bit of...
don't go changing.
Yep, he won't. He won't.
He won't.
So that there's a game of Dead or Alive. There's guest act. Faye Ripley from Cold Feet is going to be joining
her.
Us. As well. So, you know, all sorts of stuff.
Excellent stuff. And I'll be bringing my bags in later. The time is 12:58, coming up to the top of the hour here at Talk Radio. We'll hear the news and then Mr. John Holmes will take you through the afternoon. Stay tuned. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a wide range of trade quality building products, all at great trade prices. In September, we've got a brand new range of top brand boilers in stock from the likes of Baxi, Potterton, Vakira, Ravenheat, Ideal and Valent, with an even bigger range available to order next day. For more information, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
This Wednesday, it's a £14 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your mum if you won?
Somewhere where she could just make stuff and she loves getting a drill out. She's like, I've got a drill, what can I drill? So, you know, a massive drill set and a workshop and she'd be happy as Larry.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Ford's New for Old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model after the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At one. Good afternoon. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, huge demo over public sector pay. Hurricane Irma hits the Caribbean. And a third of Brits on dating apps despite being in a relationship.
Talk Radio.
Thousands of nurses are protesting in Westminster, demanding an end to the cap on public sector pay increases. They've been limited at 1% for 7 years. Janet Davis is the chief executive of the Royal College of Nursing.
We won't believe it till we see it. So the message today from all of us, before it's too late, before it affects our health service even more than it always has done, scrap that cap.
Just over the road in the House of Commons, Theresa May has dodged a question whether her government will scrap it in England and Wales. The Prime Minister says decisions for the next financial year will be published in the coming months.
We'll continue to balance the need to protect jobs, the need to protect public sector workers, and the need to ensure that we're also protecting and being fair to those who are paying for it, including public sector workers.
Meanwhile, it's been announced that civil servants will be balloted for strikes in protest at the cap. The PCS unions has pay fallen by as much as £3,500 in real terms since 2010. The most powerful Atlantic Ocean hurricane in recorded history has hit the Caribbean. Roofs have already been blown off buildings, streets are flooded, and homes are without power. Matt Cochran from the Red Cross has told Talk Radio they're worried about the potential impact on Haiti.
It's still recovering in many ways from the earthquake in 2010 and from Hurricane Matthew last year. It's home to some of the most vulnerable people in the world, people who don't have much in the way of resources to be able to protect themselves, their families, and their belongings. So, in terms of humanitarian impact, I think that's where we're looking as a site of major concern.
Devon and Cornwall Police could be merged. The two forces have been working together for the last 4 years. Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg says he's opposed to abortion in all circumstances, including rape and incest. The Catholic politician has topped a poll for a Tory website as to who should be the next party leader. And almost one in three people in a relationship have admitted using dating apps. But more than half said they'd dump their other half if they found out.
Right, that's really
that's a survey of 2,000 people. Yeah,
not representative, but that's interesting.
Shocking,
Jacob Rees-Mogg's shocking.
I know.
So we're going to be talking about that quite soon, actually.
Yeah,
because
okay.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Now, you. How are you, by the way?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. A bit tired. I mean, I don't want to bring that to air, necessarily.
Well, you already have.
Yep.
I'm a bit croaky. I have been for days.
Have you? Why? What have you had in your throat?
I don't think that's the issue here.
You've got a frog.
I don't think I've got a frog in my throat.
Haven't you?
No.
Have you ever had?
No, that's weird.
Okay.
Yeah. People, I think there are germs which are going around. Anyway. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say hello.
Fine.
Good. Victoria's got the weather now. She's got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most. Potential showers in the northwest with highs of 20 degrees.
And that, who's got the... Who is it today? Dibble?
Claire Cottingham.
What?
Yeah.
Claire Cottingham.
Dibble is at a protest. He's back to reporting. So, yeah, Claire's
What's
on the
Dibble
sport.
What's Dibble protesting about?
Yeah. No, he's not protesting.
They're having to do the sport.
No, he's at the nurse demonstration. So the clip I played in my bulletin, he'd
Why are
back,
people demonstrating so. Against nurses?
Nurses do a good job. Yeah. That's a terrible thing to demonstrate against.
No, it's thousands of nurses demonstrating at the fact their pay hasn't gone up by more than 1% in the last 7 years.
Neither has mine.
Yeah, but
you get paid.
Yes.
Oh, that's a shock. All right, so Claire Cottingham has the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Hello, I'm Claire Cottingham. British number one Andy Murray says he's unlikely to play again this season as he continues his recovery from a hip problem. He's been out of action since losing in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon in July and pulled out of the US Open 2 days before the tournament began. It's claimed Leicester missed out on registering new midfielder Adrian Silva by 14 seconds. It means they can't play their new signing from Sporting Lisbon until January. Gareth Bale admits Wales had to rely on a bit of luck to beat Moldova last night. Time appeared to be running out before the 80th minute breakthrough, and the eventual 2-0 win sees them up to second in the group. And Yorkshire have signed West Indies batsman Craig Brathwaite for the final two games of cricket's county championship season. He's due to play in the final match of the series before joining Yorkshire. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
I expect that's true.
The last 3 days now, we've had a really rude sort of anecdote in the last 10 seconds of the sports news and then, at the top of the show. We come back and we're not ready.
No, well, I'm ready. I mean, it's just that we can't talk about what we were talking about just then because it's unbroadcastable, but that's fine. Calm down, Victoria. Right, so, the programme, Wednesday. Oh, we have such sights to show you.
Talk Radio.
Oh, man, there's so much I want to tell you about this Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 6 shows while watching a 7th, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2 TV box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Let's talk about
my sexual magnetism.
Like Buckaroo. Sam Bain. He worked on a pig farm and that put him off. A third raw baby is on the way.
Yonica. The invaders of the future.
Has to be a wrap or a sandwich. I loved it.
What do you think of N-dubs?
We shared the same aircon as them.
They seem to be disease-free. Sanctions or nuclear force? But it's not going to be warm water, I can tell you that.
The big closer of the festival season.
Yeah, and that had me hooked straight away.
The Isle of So White. And they're just sort of lying there dying. Duchess Kate has agreed to let the public
take a comedy bite.
And you were sort of like, aha, it is just stupid.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility. There.
Talk radio.
When I am out together on a journey.
So good afternoon to you. Good afternoon there. So 2 days after no one cared about the news of a royal baby, apart from the media, who mistakenly believe any of us give, ironically, a royal toss, there comes today's news. Of course, saturated as it is, like a wet corgi, with the story of Prince Harry's girlfriend on the front of all the newspapers, banging on about their love to anyone who'll listen. Which gives us all something else not to care about, which is now twice in a week, isn't it? Timing's a bit off, though. Trying to steal Kate and William's baby thunder, that is. I mean, we hadn't even finished being disinterested in that yet, and now along comes something else royal to be disinterested in. Now, naturally, Kate and Wills have hit back. Another story that broke yesterday while we were on air, actually, we talked about that, is the French magazine that printed pictures of Kate topless being fined €100,000 for doing so. It's turned into a sort of competition, isn't it? Like a royal tabloid knockout or something. First, Kate and Wills have a go, then Harry and Meghan have a go, then Kate and Wills hit back. Now all we need is for the Queen to be caught having an affair with Wayne Rooney and the papers will explode. Wayne Royalney. That's going to be the headline, wasn't it? Soccer ace scores a crown trick. Think about that one, don't you? Rooney knocks one into the back of Majesty's net. If you would like to send us a headline based on the fictional story of the Queen having an affair with Wayne Rooney, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
any
you
word
like.
You like. It's Talk Radio then. Afternoons. I am John Holmes. Hello. 1 till 4. That is where we bring you the news, certainly. But with an entertaining bent, we hope, rather than the dull drudgery of yet another boring phone-in or just yakking on about it. News attainment, I'm going to call it. Oh, and I'll tell you this, very much like Hurricane Irma bearing down on the Caribbean, we now bring you not 199 mile per hour winds and swell, but 3 hours of talking, news, adverts, where classic Queen songs have been altered to advertise a car called a Duster. Welcome, though, as we reach down into your Wednesday like that trending on social media man's date who got stuck in a window trying to retrieve a poo. More of that anon. You see that, though? What a story.
Yeah.
A man went on a date with a girl, a first date. They went to Nando's. They went back to his house for some chilling. She needed a poo. She went for a poo. It wouldn't flush. She scooped it up in a tissue, threw it out the window. It got trapped in the window, in a void behind the window. So she had to go and admit what she was doing. She then climbed into the window to try and get it out, became trapped, and then the fire brigade had to be called. It's brilliant. It's absolutely amazing. Oh. I love it. No word of a lie, we tried to get hold of the guy, the guy who put this on his crowdfunding page to pay for a new window, to come on the show today. And his reply was, "I'm a bit busy doing my dissertation for my master's. And I'm refusing all media requests," of which there have been many, I imagine.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, it was good for the fireman. Makes a change from getting a cat out of a tree, doesn't it? Or a naked Kardashian. That's happened today as well. Kim Kardashian has tried to break the internet again by getting all butt nude and scaling a tree with just some boots on. A poo in a window, a bat flying round an Irish person's kitchen. Kardashian naked up a tree. What a time to be alive. Anyway, shall we have a see of what we're dropping down the metaphorical Wednesday window then? Headline Hijack is on the way. Of course it is. You get to make the news up from scratch. Make up the news. It's a news story, couple of sentences, that kind of thing. Send it over to us. And we will put it into the bulletin at 2 p.m. Victoria is here. She has this mouth.
This mouth.
And in it will go the news. And your news. Broadcast as truth to the nation at 2 o'clock. It's Headline Hijack. 87222 to get yours.
Start your message with the word
that's
talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will have a diversity paper review each and every day. The papers and the social media's all reviewed, of course, but each day by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Toby's here today and he's Jew-ish. Professor Stephen Hawking may well be along to tell us a joke later on as well, friend of the show. Work experience punditry today. Zoe, our work experience, will be rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. If it's popped up in the last 7 days, it'll certainly pop up here. What's going on in the world of annoying hipsters? Find out later. The big debate at 3. The news in haikus. Current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We'll also take all your reactions this afternoon. You can react anything in this direction. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you like. React, react, react. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent as well. Putin has said that the... each and every country involved needs to go back to the negotiating table with North Korea rather than sanctions. He said they won't work, so we'll be talking to our Russian correspondent about that later. There's a game of dead or alive. From a list of things, can you tell us whether the list of things are dead or alive? And we'll bring you guest action just after two as Faye Ripley, the actress, out of off of Cold Feet, will be joining us to talk about that and other things. Well, that's a bit of a packed show, as they say. Ginger Dave not producing. Asprod Marta is through the ventana. That's she's Spanish. That's Spanish for window. Hi, Marta.
Hola.
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 That's what's through our window. No poo. No poo through our window. No.
Not yet. No.
No. No. She left. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. Victoria's got the news. Hi, Victoria.
You're a mean little man.
Nothing I wouldn't say to your face. And many times did. We love you, Cass. Cornelius is here. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Hi. I'm John Holmes. And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. In the afternoons, in the afternoon. And we will start with some music to get us into today's big story. Can you figure out what the day's big story is? Play along at home. Send us your guesses, of course. You can do that. It's just for fun, though. No prizes. What is today's big story? The clues are all in here.
Into your arms like a drum who's been on edge all morning, and the sun's up and my head's full, and immediately I grab you, you go all red like the first time. I love it when you do that, gonna love it when you do that.
That is Catfish and also The Bottle Men. Or women, or non-specific gender. That is called Cocoon. Now, it links to today's big story. Cornelius has been working out how, and I know you have as well at home, but let's see how Cornelius has fared. How does it link to today's big story, Cornelius?
Tenuously in some sort of way.
That's exactly right. Do you want to have a crack at guessing how, though?
Bottleman.
Yes?
Is it something to do with bottles? Is one of the big bottling companies in the news? Is it big news for bottling day? Sort of. Big bottle news day. Bottle... Well, dolphins. Bottle-nose dolphins.
Yes?
Are dolphins in the news? We did whales yesterday.
Yep.
Dolphins today.
Dolphins, because there are a lot of dolphins in around the Caribbean. And the hurricane... will have disrupted their natural...
Yeah!
Hurricane Irma.
Irma.
No, that's not it, no. I'll tell you what it is. What's like a slang term for a cat? Not the one that Donald Trump grabs.
Okay,
not that
yeah,
one. Not that one. The catfish there. A fish is a dolphin. I mean, it was
no,
a mammal, actually.
Dolphin's anyway, a mammal.
Yeah, but slang term for a cat.
No, you're aquatic mammals, John.
Oh.
Cat. A tabby?
No, that's a type of cat, not a slang term for a cat.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, don't
it's a,
know.
It's a
I don't like cats.
A moggy.
A moggy, there
moggy.
You go.
Jacob Rees-Moggy. Is in the news. He today has said that he is anti-abortion in any circumstance. Any circumstance. And also, of course, opposed to gay marriage and so forth. It's caused a little bit of a furore, especially as in a poll of future leaders of the Conservative Party, he's come out top. So we're going to be talking about his views. They are Catholic views. He's a Christian. He's a Catholic.
He's a Jacob Rees-Mugg.
Yeah. Clever. So we are going to be talking about that and whether or not he's entitled to his views. Of course he is, but whether or not he should be peddling them in quite such a way when he's in that sort of prominent position. Lots of things to talk about. We'll be doing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
It looks like you are a winner of £1 million.
No, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I am one of them millionaire raffle things then. Oh, I'm shaking now. I thought it was 1,000. I'm getting my zeros mixed up.
No, there's one and six zeros with a dot and then 00.
How about that, Marjorie? Another Lotto millionaire. Get your ticket for Wednesday's draw. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, starts Monday at 9 on ITV.
Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Or maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
With the McCafé range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafé. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
I found a nippy runaround in red. The dealer mentioned credit, so I said. I had it done and dusted from a website that I trusted. Car Finance 24/7's what I said.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the anti-clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester. A lane block due to a car which is broken down between 13 for the A572 and the Eccles Interchange at junction 12 for the M62. Southbound side of the M42, a lane closed on the exits at junction 4 for Shirley at the A34 due to a breakdown. And the westbound side of the M48 through Bristol, completely closed due to a serious accident. A motorcycle involved between the M4 and junction 1 for the A403. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Daddy, can you read me a bedtime story?
Yes, my little princess. Once upon a time, there was a daddy bear and a mummy bear who had just sold their house in the woods, and they were very, very happy. But then Goldilocks told them if they'd used purple bricks, they would have had a proper estate agent without paying any commission. Now mummy bear keeps growling at me because apparently it's my fault. The end.
But that's a sad story, Daddy.
Yes, dear. Nightmare.
Save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. And it's time to talk about today's big story. So, Jacob Rees-Mogg then, or that outdated specky posh idiot, as many are calling him today, has said this morning that he doesn't agree with gay marriage or abortion, not even if the case involves incest or rape. He has said this because of his Christian beliefs. Both points of view are in line with strict Catholic doctrine, of course. And he's picked an interesting time to say it, given that we also learned this week that for the first time ever, over 50% of British people don't believe in any kind of God at all and count themselves as in no way religious. Basically, if this was Brexit, God would be ousted democratically now, quicker than an immigrant under the Tories' latest plans. But posh Rees-Mogg, recently in the news for becoming a father again, he obviously doesn't believe in contraception either, continues to believe in the magical pixie in the sky and presumably thinks that the, well, that if That the pixie, I suppose, would be happier if gay people didn't exist and if victims of rape or incest, or indeed any woman who wanted control over her own body, were forced to have babies that God, the magical pixie, didn't want. Maybe posh Rees-Mogg would change his mind about abortion if he'd ever changed the nappy of one of his 200 children, rather than get his nanny to do it. Anyway, on the line now to talk about this, which indeed everybody is talking about today, it's all over the place, is Mara Clark. She's the founder of the Abortion Support Network. Good afternoon, Mara.
Hi, John.
So, Jacob Rees-Mogg, discuss.
Well, he doesn't have my vote.
I didn't think he would. No.
You know, like he said that, you know, he thinks that this sort of thing belongs, you know, is a matter of faith and not of government. But I think that if you're going to vote for somebody who's against abortion in case of a woman pregnant as a result of incest, then you pretty much know what you're going to get.
Mm.
You know, also, like, so he says it's because of his Catholic faith. I don't think he has the right to speak for all Catholics or all people of faith. I'm a person of faith. But apparently he and I believe in a different sky pixie.
Yeah.
You know, and also we provide financial help for those in Ireland and Northern Ireland coming to England for abortions, right?
Yeah, so yeah, right.
Catholic. And the number of people who contact us who, like Jacob Rees-Mogg, were completely against abortion. Completely. Until.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you can in theory be against abortion until your 14-year-old comes home pregnant.
Yeah.
Or until your wife gets cancer. Or until both you and your partner lose your job. Or until you discover your 4-year-old has leukemia and now just isn't the time for a baby. You know, and as a parent, he's talking about morality, yeah? But as a parent, I think it's a moral choice to say, do you know what, now's not the right time.
Yeah, and that's the point, isn't it? Because this is he's put down this sort of blanket belief, whereas each case is, of course, individual. Each case is different. Circumstances are different. There is no single blanket way of looking at an issue like this, is there? And is he right, though? The question is he right, as some people are saying, he's right to he's fully able and allowed to have these beliefs and indeed say them out loud. But
I don't care about his beliefs. I care how he votes.
Yeah, that's the point,
isn't it? How does he vote on this? And I'm pretty sure that if a restriction on access were put in front of him, I would bet that he would vote on it.
He would, but here's one would suggest the minority in that, isn't he? He wouldn't, you know, he's not gonna, even though he has these beliefs, he's not looking to change, even if he got the job of Tory leader, he's not looking to change the law. The law would stand as it exists, right?
Yeah, I accept and agree that, but as you can hear by my accent, I've got my foot in two countries.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, look at the American legislature. How much bloody time, sorry, how much time do they spend on abortion restrictions, right? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, it, you know, we sort of call these social issues or moral issues. They shouldn't be in government, so we shouldn't be asking government officials what they think about them. Let them talk to us about the economy and education and, you know, their plans for Brexit.
It's what's interesting about him particularly as well is that he falls into that category of politicians who are maybe have quite dangerous and outdated views, but are a bit of a figure of fun. And thus they get these platforms. Like, I mean, Boris Johnson in a sort of similar way, since he was on the Have I Got News For You over here. You know, and it elevates them to this sort of platform of a bit of a buffoon, but thus they get the platform to say these things.
Yeah, and that's where I'm sort of like, really, why are we discussing this? Why is this the top news story of the day?
Is it because it's classic social media in a way where someone says something that offends somebody and thus it starts trending? But obviously this is an important issue. It's not one of, you know, it's not a snowflakey one. This is kind of one that people have very passionate beliefs about on both sides.
Well, I just hope that people remember this, that, you know, as funny as he might be on television, he actually believes that someone raped by a family member should have a baby. And no matter how funny somebody is, if you vote for that person, you get what you get.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the issue, isn't it? Is that the damning part of this argument? It was that sort of, even in any circumstance, we come back to where we started, really, but in any circumstance, because you can't plan for any circumstance, can you? That's the truth of it.
Well, I mean, it's a little off topic, but my thing is always with these people who are against abortion, actually, they should be against non-procreative sex.
Yeah.
So either you accept that accidents happen, you know, or you start, I would love to see any political party start campaigning against sex unless you want to have a baby.
Yeah, that would be an interesting an interesting way forward.
But that's what it is, because even if you're saying, oh, well, if the woman was raped, then you're saying abortion isn't the issue. Why the woman had sex is the issue.
Yeah.
And that to me is just I mean, come on, let's get back to the 1850s.
Yeah, which is what he wants.
well, I don't know him personally, but you know, given what he said on the television this morning, I'm not going to put up an argument to that.
Fair enough. Mara, listen, thank you very much for joining us. Mara Clark, there, founder of the Abortion Support Network. I knew she wouldn't agree with him. And I apologise for insulting her personal sky pixie there. Everyone's got their own belief, and that's fine. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, we bring you Diversity Papers. The papers are here. The online stuff is here. But what is in there? We'll bring you all of that with our Diversity Today, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Toby's with us, and he's Jewish. And he'll be here. There's also Headline Hijack on the way, but at 1:32, Victoria's got the latest headlines on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Civil servants are going to be balloted for strikes in protest at the cap on public sector pay rises. It comes as thousands of nurses are protesting on the same issue in Westminster. It's claimed 7 in 10 people believe nurses are underpaid. Actor and Labour activist Sir Tony Robinson has addressed the crowds.
It's crazy, it must stop, and we must not take no for an answer. Scrap the cap. Not next year, not the year after, scrap the cap now!
But in the House of Commons, Theresa May has dodged a question from the Labour leader.
NHS staff are 14% worse off than they were 7 years ago. Is she really happy that NHS staff use food banks? Warm words don't pay food bills. Pay rises will help to do that.
The Prime Minister says it's easy for Jeremy Corbyn to say they should get higher wages because he doesn't have to pay for it. Theresa May has defended moves to restrict immigration from the EU after Brexit, saying people want to see control. Leaked papers suggest the door could be slammed shut for thousands of unskilled migrants. Islands in the Eastern Caribbean are being battered by a powerful storm. Hurricane Irma's damaged buildings and cut power in Barbuda. Police investigating the murder of a 14-year-old boy in East London say they're trying to trace a 4x4 scene nearby. Corey Jr. Davis was shot in Newham on Monday and died in hospital yesterday. And Ryanair has announced it's changing its rules on carry-on luggage. The airline says only priority customers will be allowed wheelie bags in the cabin. The weather dry and bright for most, potential showers in the northwest, highs of 20 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
Where do they stand on wheelie bins?
They're too big.
Ah, that's annoying, because that would be handy for a carry-on, wouldn't it? Get a lot in that, a wheelie bin.
You could probably fit yourself in it.
I could easily fit myself in
you
a wheelie.
You could, yes.
Couple of you, John.
Yeah, I'd frankly get in a pedal bin.
I love how you're taking ownership of your height now.
Well, it's, you know, it's like reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Reclaiming the H word. So, that one of the worst examples of the genre, by the way, that film. Carry-on luggage. Dreadful.
When are they going to give away free booze like British Airways? That's when they're going to get people on side.
Ryanair are trying to cut down costs, hence why they're doing it.
No,
giving
they said,
away free
they said
booze.
This will cost them £50 million a year, or euros. Ryanair did say that.
Yeah, they're hoping people will pay them to put the bags on.
So that you can't take any hand luggage on, you just wheeled bags. What was the...
It's the second piece of luggage has to be checked in for free.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So that's... They introduced the second piece of luggage as carry-on, but then they've realised that started causing a lot of delays because people were abusing that power.
Right.
So now they're saying, look, you're going to have to check in that second baggage.
But you can still take hand luggage on. But
just one piece of hand luggage.
Just one... Okay.
So, yeah. I read a lot about holidays, even though I can't afford to go on one.
That's right. Victoria, thank you.
Yep.
Victoria's back in a couple of hours with today's bonus news, which is all the stuff that gets left out of the bulletin there, really, because there's a lot else going on, but in worlds that don't even touch the sides of the actual news. What about something happening in the world of vegetables? How would we know? Minerals, ditto. Today,
mineral news.
Animal news.
Yeah,
Victoria's favourite. So there will be, it's happening in the world of animals. You'll hear about it in 2 hours' time. Headline hijacks on the way next, though, on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Oh, Carol.
You are but a fool.
But you treat me cruel.
Well, you deserve it, you great big worky ticket.
Worky ticket? That could be the nicest thing you said to me. Does it mean I'm hard working and just the ticket for you, Carol?
Don't kid yourself, love. That means you're a jumped up little...
So join her, Carol Malone...
And him, worky ticket...
On the next Full Set Breakfast from 6. Why are you shall have a bloater.
You piss me
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, headline hijack. We invite you to make up a news story. There's a good reason for it as well. It's to confuse the nation. Anybody not paying very much attention to this, or indeed not listening at all, but tuning in at 2 o'clock, maybe after their lunch break, will hear a made-up news lie, but they will believe it because it's in the actual news. We're not really allowed to do it, but here we still go. Mess with editorial. Anyway. Any road up. You can get yours to us. Now is your chance to make the news, to write the news. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
the
like.
The lines are very much open for it. Cornelius, what's been coming in? Let's have
this
a look.
This is from Jake, who says that in a tribute to John Motson retiring from football commentary at the end of the season, a special sheep-skinned ball will be used in the final games this year in the Football League. John Motson will pick the sheep that he wants to become a football in the final game that he commentates on.
I think that's a fitting tribute.
It's like, you know when you go to a restaurant, you pick out your lobster.
Yeah.
John Motson's going to go into the field and sort of scatter around with the sheep for a while.
Yeah.
And then he'll pick his favourite sheep.
Yeah.
And then that'll be made into a football.
Into a football.
Which will be the last ever game of football he ever sees.
Which is a beautiful thing to do, actually.
Ah, a really fitting tribute.
Yeah. Good. Relations between North Korea and the US may have improved slightly in the last hour after negotiations. Both parties have admitted that the film The Interview was absolutely terrible. You remember that? The movie starring James Franco and Seth Rogen that was about North Korea, comedy it was so bad that both actors were handed a 2-year ban from appearing on the screen again.
Mm.
But at least they've agreed on something now, yeah. Both sides. And that's
did
important.
You watch that film?
I have it. I was sent it when it came out.
Yeah.
I think I was interviewing one of them, I can't remember, about it. But then I read the reviews and everything, and then I didn't bother.
It really is. It's not even so bad that you should watch it.
Yeah.
It's just a rubbish film.
Yeah.
That you should never watch. Bring that DVD in.
Yeah.
And put it in a bin.
Well, I've got a bin at home. I could just put it in that one.
Yeah, well, I think it should be more ceremonial than that.
All right.
And that I should witness it.
Okay.
It's one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Fair enough. Good. Now, that you haven't seen many films anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. New rules are being brought in. This is from... who's this from? Leah. New rules are being brought in that postmen now will have a speaker attached to them and their vans, but also put to them personally, that plays music similar to ice cream van chimes. This is all postmen now, and there is a reason for this. It's a good reason.
Post people.
Yeah, sorry. Post men, women, post non-specific genders. This will be that people... Because, you know, sometimes you might be sitting at home, and then your post flap goes. Mm. And it makes a noise, it makes you jump, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all the post comes through. So this is to alert you to say that the postman is in the round, you know, in the distance. And then you know it's coming. So that's the idea. It's a health and safety thing.
I see. Yeah, no, happy with that.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Anything else, Cornelius?
Why don't we do this? A number of schools may not... Oh, sorry, we did that yesterday.
Yeah, we got that one, didn't we?
How about this one?
Yeah.
It has been revealed that the crossbow arrow called a halt to a cricket game at the Oval last week was a publicity stunt. The tourist board for Bromley by Bow in East London have claimed responsibility. Yeah. You would have thought Strongbow, but no, it's Bromley, the tourist board.
Bromley by Bow.
Well, this is according to Nathan.
Yeah.
In East London have claimed responsibility, saying that the stunt was an attempt to attract tourists to the area to visit landmarks such as the tube station and the Cycle Superhighway 2.
Good, good, good. You've been practicing your reading overnight. Well done. It could have been Elbow.
Bow Selector, that terrible TV series from the early noughties.
Edith Bowman.
Yeah. What would she be advertising for?
I don't know. Anyway, it's 20 to 2.
Alfie Bow, according to Chloe. Tech Op Bowie.
Diversity pay-per-view is on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Hey minions, here's something to get really excited about. Sky Fibre Unlimited is now at our best price ever. Yay! Did I mention it's totally unlimited, so the whole gang can go bananas for catch-up TV and box set marathons.
Banana!
That's totally unlimited fibre for our tiny price of £25 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV. I thought you'd like it, guys.
Thank you.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from June the 1st to September the 30th, 2017. And registered between June the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post for credit. Excludes selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
This Wednesday, it's a £14 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your mum if you won?
Somewhere where she could just make stuff and she loves getting a drill out. She's like, I've got a drill. What can I drill? So, you know, a massive drill set and a workshop and she'd be happy as Larry.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Stationary traffic on the westbound side of the M48 through Bristol. It's completely closed due to a serious accident involving a motorcycle between the M4 at Junction 21 and Junction 1 for the A403. Southbound side of the M1 in Leicestershire. Entry slip roads closed due to a lorry which has overturned at Junction 24 for the A453. And the Kegworth turn, and the northbound side of the M42 in Worcestershire, a lane closed due to a breakdown at Junction 3 for Portway and Redditch. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Okay, class, now relax and breathe in and out. Imagine a beautiful white beach. Inhale happy thoughts. You've just sold your house and you're overcome with joy. But since then, you've discovered Purple Bricks. Free valuations, 24/7 service, a proper estate agent, but with no commission. And you're not angry at all. Not in the slightest. And breathe out.
Keep calm and save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.co.uk.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, hello, you're listening to Talk Radio, and well, this is what we do roundabout now each day. We go through the newspapers, we go through the online stories, we go through all of the stuff, and we do it because it's traditional in the media. Mm. Everyone does it, we just join in. But the difference here is where our paper review is really a nod to diversity. You know how important that is in all walks of life, certainly in broadcasting, forever making the headlines. And we're doing our bit way ahead of the curve, frankly, because we each day invite a different diversity in to review the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. Toby is back. Reminders of your diversity.
Jew-ish.
That's right. And what have your Jew-ish eyes glanced upon today, Toby?
Well, I'm starting with something that I haven't taken this from any particular newspaper because it's being covered by absolutely every media organisation, left, right and centre.
Yes.
So what I've actually done is taken the original quotes from online from the person who basically made this story happen.
Let's go.
And this person, his name is Liam Smith.
Yes.
And he is a student in Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you the headline from one newspaper I've seen. Stuck in the middle with poo. I'm sure you've...
That's quite a good headline for the story, actually.
That's not bad. I mean, I could read you the whole thing and it would be acceptable because it's such a great story for this, but I know that you want to cover more than one story, so I'll just go with the general sort of overview of what happened. He went out with a girl on a first date, did Liam Smith, to Nando's, he says.
Classic.
They had a lovely evening, and after their meal, he said, we repaired back to my house for a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary.
Is that the new Netflix and chill?
Well, are you ready for this? About an hour into Louis Theroux and chill.
I see.
My date got up to use the toilet and then returned with a panicked look in her eye and told me she had something to tell me. I went for a poo in your toilet, she told me, and it would not flush. I don't know why I did this, but I panicked, she continued. I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper and threw it out of the window. Mm. I was understandably concerned and told her we'd merely go outside, bag up the offending poo in the garden, bin it and pretend the whole sorry affair had never happened. Unfortunately, owing to a design quirk of my house, the toilet window does not in fact open to the garden, but instead into a narrow gap of about a foot and a half, separated from the outside world by another non-opening double-glazed window. It was into this twilight zone that my date had thrown her poo. There's then plenty of photographic evidence happened.
When I first read this,
I thought
on social media, I thought hoax.
Yes,
you think this is a joke?
No,
because what he's done is started a crowdfunding thing to pay for a new window.
Because what happened is, in order to try and get this offending item out of this gap, they decided that. Well, I'll read it. Being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced she could reach into the window and pull the poo out using the tried and tested inside-out bagger's glove technique. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had the same problem. Eventually, I agreed to give her a boost up and into the window. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up and passed it out over the top and back into the toilet from whence it came. She called out to me to help her climb out from the window. I grabbed her waist and pulled. But she was stuck fast. Try as we might, we could not remove her from the window. She was stuck fast, upside down in the gap. And as you say, long story short, they had to call the fire brigade.
This is my favourite thing of all time.
I completely agree. The fire brigade came out, and then he says, unfortunately, and this is all from a crowdfunding website, unfortunately, although they rescued my date unharmed from what must have been a rather unpleasant confined space to find yourself in the process, they had to completely destroy the
the window with their special fire tools. Problem is, I've been quoted north of £300 to replace the window. As a postgraduate, that's a significant chunk of my monthly budget. Hence, he's turning to crowdfunding.
And I'm proud to say, he, after this started to trend online, he has, of course, hit that target many times over.
Yes.
And what a decent chap, because he's giving the money, the remaining, he's going to pay for the window, but the rest of it he's going to split between a toilet flushing charity for sanitation in Africa.
Good.
And the firefighters charity.
Rightly so.
So this is an excellent story. I mean, it's, as I said,
and the best bit is they're still together.
They better get married. This is what they've done here is something that should happen 20 years into a marriage, not 20 minutes into chilling with Louis Theroux, frankly. But I, you know, I mean, it makes you wonder what made her want to go for a poo and what was going on. I mean, let's not dwell.
Well, what I wanted to ask you was your thoughts on the date, actually, because it's been analysed, that story, over and over again on different radio stations, in different newspapers, and all over the place around the world today. Yeah. However, what do we think about Nando's and Louis Theroux for a first date?
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? Yeah.
It seems a bit like... I mean, why is she with him?
Yeah. Nando. I mean, I'm not casting aspersions on any restaurant, but she may have had an extra hot sauce. It's hard at Nando's. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
It's hard to tell.
I don't know.
But
I feel like he could have done better for a first date. I used to make a lot of effort when I was single and going out on first
date. What was your first date of choice?
I tried all sorts of things. I used to think to myself, this is an opportunity not only to meet someone new, but also to try something enjoyable and unusual that they will remember me for, because, you know, in the day of Tinder, people are going on lots of first dates. So I thought, I want to do something that they will remember me for, and also that is something that I'd quite like to do that generally would involve two people, and because I'm single I don't have a second person, so I'll use it as an excuse to do something that I really want to do. So I did all sorts of stuff, from climbing up over the O2, you know, the O2 as a first date, to going to comedy, to crazy golf, to bowling, to, you know, just things that...
What worked out? What was the one that worked out?
Ironically, the one that worked out was when the girl was so busy that she said to me, can we just meet in a pub?
And there you went, all that effort.
There you go.
I think we've all learned something there, haven't we? But no, excellent story, of course. I thought it was a hoax. Then there are photos of the firemen, there are photos of the poo.
And the fire brigade have confirmed it themselves.
Yeah, girl squashed in between window. Yeah. So it's an excellent, perfect story, of course. Mm. Seconded only possibly by the one today with the bat. Loose in an Irish kitchen.
Yes.
We should talk about that as well, of course.
Well, that is a fantastic video that's been released on Twitter. It's been picked up less by the newspapers, possibly because you need video evidence, and hence why I haven't brought it here. However,
it's worth mentioning
because it's an Irish family with a son, I think, behind one door. You can see a mother behind another door, and this father with basically just a towel trying to capture a bat that has somehow got in their sort of open plan kitchen living area, flapping around, and the son sort of commentary/encouragement for the dad. Come on, Dad, you've nearly got it there! That kind of thing.
It is, isn't
that
it?
Was another diversity brought into the diversity paper review there.
That's,
Irish.
That's one of the accents you can do without being racist.
It is,
as well.
Thank God
it wasn't an Indian family. I enjoyed it very much. In many ways, it's like the budget for the next Batman film has been cut dramatically, but all the excitement is still there.
So you know that it was a Batman rather than a Batwoman?
Well, it's a Bat non-specific gender, and it can identify however it likes.
And that's why we're doing the diversity paper review.
Exactly.
I've now got to rush through other stories.
Nothing's going to be as good as Poogate.
The Independent, I mean, we might as well stick to bodily fluids, haven't we, really? Adidas.
They're more like they stick to you, but I see your
possibly.
Point.
Adidas launch beer and vomit proof trainers just in time for Oktoberfest, says The Independent. It officially kicks off Oktoberfest in a couple of weeks' time in Munich. To celebrate, sports giant Adidas is bringing a brand new shoe to the market. Yours for just $159.95. They will repel the beer and vomit.
But a pair of trainers that are just sort of the plastic, leathery trainers, they repel it anyway, don't they?
Well,
they're not.
I mean, these are specifically made from the finest leather, apparently, and they're durable to puke and beer.
Does that mean if you go and vomit up beer on a cow, it would just wash off the side
only
of a cow.
If it's the special type of leather that Adidas are using.
Right.
Fine. I'm going to move on to the Express, because I know we're running out of time. Britain's longest-running legal dispute over a footpath is finally resolved. Siblings Archie and Ivy Peppard always hated the sight of walkers trudging past the front door of their farmhouse. They claimed that a council mistake which resulted in a muddy track becoming an official footpath ruined their previously peaceful way of life. From the moment it happened, in 1959, they fought to have the decision reversed and eventually went to court. Only now, after almost six decades, has it finally gone in favour of the brother and sister. But
yes,
neither is around to celebrate the victory. They're dead. Both died in their 80s, but the family continued the fight on their behalf, and they finally won it, and they branded it bittersweet.
Makes you proud, doesn't it? Makes you proud.
Good. I mean, I absolutely love it. I could tell you about human bollards. I could tell you about the Chinese worshipping festival of dogs, where they dress a dog in human clothing and carrying him around in a throne. But I'm getting from your producer in my ear that we have to go.
We do. But what a treat that was. I think, Toby.
I mean, it was worth dwelling, I feel, on the
Not every day someone poos in a window, is it?
No. She wasn't a horrific human that does that sort of thing. No. She just made an error.
Yeah. She made an error. I mean, it's fair enough. A friend of mine had a poo on a date once at a girl's house. He went for a poo, and she had no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he didn't realise till afterwards. And so ended up using a load of receipts from his wallet, but they wouldn't flush either. So he had to call through the door to his date, again, first date, and ask her to, he said, have you got any toilet paper? A bit embarrassing. And she hadn't, so she had to go to the garage and get some. They're not
they
together.
They didn't have any toilet paper.
She'd run out. The flat had run out of toilet
paper. Yeah, but goodness me, you don't go back to someone's house, to your house, with your date. Presumably something is likely to happen where you might end up needing a bit of tissue. But not. No. Okay.
Anyway, thanks, Toby. Reminders of your diversity.
Jewish.
Thank you. It's a diversity paper review, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And so, just ahead of the news, to today's headline hijack. Many stories coming in, many news stories, as you'd imagine, firing into the studio. Of course they are. But none of them are true, though, because you've been making them up. That's how headline hijack works. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin, broadcast to the nation as truth, by nestling within. We get you to do it for us. Fake news. Your words in Victoria's mouth. Who, Cornelius, has their story today?
It's Chaz.
Chaz?
Chaz.
My Chaz. Where's Chaz?
Bognor Regis.
Good. Chaz is in Bognor. Made up story. News next. After that, Faye Ripley will be joining us. Faye Ripley, out of off of Cold Feet. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that, that is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. Tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster. Hey!
Whether we get one, two,
another one drives a duster.
The Thatcher Duster SUV, starting from just £9,495. With over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Thatcher, you do the maths. But participating dealers only.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This Wednesday, it's a £14 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your mum if you won?
Somewhere where she could just make stuff and she loves getting a drill out. She's like, I've got a drill, what can I drill? So, you know, a massive drill set and a workshop and she'd be happy as Larry.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Now at TradePoint, Leyland Super Latex 15 litre in brilliant white, only £21.67. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on. TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more pressure on the PM over public sector pay, hurricane wreaking havoc, and boozy Brits abroad.
Talk Radio.
Civil servants are to vote on whether they should strike in protest at the cap on public sector pay rises. It's as thousands of nurses stage a demo in Westminster, also calling for the limits to be axed. Barbara works at a hospital in London. She's told Talk Radio she's had to get help from food banks.
It's hard, especially at that time when I recall when I had to do it. I went into my room, obviously, and I cried. And I thought, is this really happening to me? I was ashamed to even tell my colleagues. And little did I know they were going through similar situations.
The Labour leaders raised the issue of the pay freeze at Prime Minister's questions, but Theresa May turned it back on him.
As a result of the decisions the Labour Party took in government, we now have to pay more on debt interest than on NHS pay. That's the result of Labour.
Major damage has been caused by Hurricane Irma in the Caribbean, which is packing winds of 185 miles an hour. France's interior minister says all government buildings on the French-run side of the island of St. Martin have been destroyed. Talk Radio has spoken to Mike, who lives in Puerto Rico.
I'm definitely worried. I put up wooden panels to cover my glass windows in my house yesterday. I got extra water, batteries, and candles. And I'm hunkering down. I'm very concerned. I got my wife and kid at home.
A psychotherapist has been jailed for 17 years for raping a 14-year-old boy in the toilets of a leisure centre. The mother of 48-year-old Nicholas Gully's victim says a normal Sunday turned into every parent's worst nightmare. The Conservative backbencher who's been voted the favourite to succeed Theresa May has revealed he's opposed to abortion in all circumstances, including rape and incest. Jacob Rees-Mogg, who's been dubbed the MP for the 18th century, says he's also opposed to same-sex marriage. And more than a quarter of adults say they find it impossible to enjoy a holiday without alcohol. Apparently one in 10 even spent more on booze than the cost of their flights and accommodation.
I think that's very accurate, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, would you go on holiday and not
drink?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No, I've been to Morocco a few times. I'm pretty sure one of those times I didn't drink.
Right.
Probably all of those times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what people. That's, you know, you start the thing about airports. They're time zoneless.
Like, yeah,
whatever. Yeah. So you know, you go to the airport, don't you, in the morning, and you see people in the Wetherspoons in the airport knocking back booze. It's 5 a.m.
Yeah,
but there'll be pints because there's no time in airports.
Also, they're not Wetherspoons prices. That should be at the priority of people's whinges about travelling by airplane. Is you go to a Wetherspoons in an airport, and it's not £2 for a pint of ale. It's like £4 or £5 for a pint. And not enough people are angry about this.
I think you're just annoyed that you can't afford to go on holidays because you keep
That's
talking about the
mentioned twice
price.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Victoria.
That's okay.
Have you done the...
No, not
no here
yet,
it comes.
No.
Then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yep.
So dry and bright for most. Potential showers in the northwest. Highs of 20 degrees.
Thank you very much. And is it Claire again?
Yeah.
Claire's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Cottingham. Andy Murray says his tennis season is most likely over. He's struggled with a hip injury for a number of months and hasn't played since Wimbledon. Well, the British number one says he aims to be back for the Australian Open at the start of the year. It's claimed Leicester City missed out on registering new midfielder Adrian Silva by 14 seconds. As it stands, it means the Foxes can't play him until January. It's understood FIFA rejected their paperwork, suggesting they registered him before last month's transfer deadline. Wales midfielder Aaron Ramsey says he's sees a future star in Liverpool teenager Ben Woodburn, who once again impressed to help beat Moldova last night. Time appeared to be running out before the 80th minute breakthrough, which was assisted by Woodburn. The 2-0 win sees them up to second in the group. And the fast bowler Toby Rowland-Jones will replace Chris Wokes for England's final test with the West Indies, which starts at Lord's tomorrow. He was dropped in favour of the all-rounder for the second match of the series. The tourists won that to make it 1-1. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a study has shown that the average Brit is more likely to be killed by a vegan than a terrorist. A total of 84 vegan people were put behind bars for murder in the last year, with some psychologists suggesting that perhaps they could be pent up from being hangry for meat.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria there with the news, and Claire with the pre-recorded sport. On Talk Radio in the afternoons, Faye Ripley next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But before that, let us bring you the news in more depth than Victoria's time will allow, of course. She brought you some headlines there. But what happens when you delve behind those headlines, which is part of our remit here on Talk Radio? And what happens specifically when you delve behind those headlines with Japanese poetry? I'll tell you what happens, because it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
That's why we're here. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news examined in haikus.
Plans to get rid of low-skilled migrants, so we should say bye-bye, Marta.
Bye-bye, Marta.
See ya.
Bye, Marta.
Bye.
Bye, Marta.
Nice knowing you.
Marta is Marta's a European immigrant.
And unskilled.
Right, let's meet today's guest. So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, where I am the, I'm going to say, the owner-operator of 1 till 4 o'clock. My name is John Holmes, and I promised you guest action, as ever, and I'm going to deliver it right now, because Faye Ripley is here. Hello, Faye.
Hi.
What a lovely pleasure. I've never met you, but I, of course, but I feel like I know you.
Oh, right back at you.
Do you get that? That's a lie. Do you do you get that a lot, though? Because, being, you know, cold feet, that's what we're talking about, of course. But that's such... People are so... I get familiar with it. They invite you into the home. It's, you know, Series 7 now. Do you find that people meet you and think they know you?
Yes, that does happen. Funnily enough, a couple of years ago... I learnt my lesson, basically, because a couple of years ago, somebody said... Oh, now I know your face. Something. And I see them. And, you know, a part of you just thinks, I need to put you out of your misery. Also, I've got to get on a bus right now, so I can't hang about. And I didn't wait as long as I normally do. And I said, and they went, I think maybe we were at school. Right? No. I'm on the TV. And then went to go, nice to meet you, and leave. And she went, No, we actually were at school together. And it was incredibly embarrassing. I was at school with her. That was why she recognised me.
I can share that, right? So this is, I, a long time ago, did some television, right? And the same thing happened. So I was selling my house at the time, and his estate agent came round in order to just check out the house and anything else. But it wasn't the one, he just came around and knocked on the door. I opened the door, and he went, oh, oh, now, ah, and I, like you, just went, yeah, yes, you're right. I did present a thing on the Channel 4 last night, you're absolutely right. And he went, no, 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 you were in the office last week. I went, yes, yes, I was, yes, yes. So I know, it, but that's, you know, but, listen, you know, to us with our problems.
I know, but it's, it, people are basically very nice to me, so it's, yeah, that makes it, I think if you were a villain in a soap or something, it might be, you know, Nasty Nick or somebody, it, yeah, might be quite difficult, but people basically are lovely and they're very embracing to us all, so.
Yeah, and it must, does it feel like, when you get back together to film this stuff now, because it's been, you know, because it, obviously it started, I can't even remember the year,
100 years ago.
100 years ago, before television was invented.
That's right.
Amazing. And it then went away and then it came back, and was it like getting, you've been asked this a million times, but whatever, was it like getting back, was it sort of a family sort of affair, you sort of go, yep, this is, this all gels together now?
It was, and I'll be honest, warts and all. The thing is, your family. Look at your own family.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it, you've got every shade in there, of, yeah, you know, and some of it's good and some of it's bad. And, you know, we, you know, sometimes we're grumpy and sometimes, you know, we're difficult to be around. The thing about family is that once you know, you know, the territory.
Yeah, it's true.
It's sort of, it's, that's why I like doing it, is because I don't have to be nice all the time. I think that's what it is. I put my finger on it.
Feel
now.
Feel free to be horrible at any
just
point
really
during this
interview.
Just
really familiar with you and just be very just grumpy
unpleasant.
And menopausal. But anyway, it's sort of, but that is the true sense of friendship. And I think actually that's what's in the writing. Yeah. You know, it's warts and all, isn't it? And especially with my character, with Jenny, you know, she's, I love the character. I wouldn't want to be married to the woman, but she's great on so many levels. So it's the same for us. You know, we're for all of our good bits and our bad bits, we're all mates. Yeah,
yeah. And in terms of roles and how you are, because as an actress, you know, you get perceived in a certain way. And obviously, Cold Feet's been so enormous. I mean, do you approach different roles? And you have to have a blank canvas as an actress, right? Anyway, so you, when you get a script.
Yeah.
Is it in the writing that you look at first, or do you sort of approach it in a sort of I can do something with this, or is it the kind of the words on the page that are important to you?
I think you approach each job differently, frankly. Sometimes you approach it, you go, that want to pay the mortgage. And sometimes you approach it and you go, I can't wait to become that character. Jenny is now something that you don't even think about it, because we've all played our parts for so flipping long.
Yeah.
But you just sort of, you inhabit it in a way that it just feels like you know that person, maybe even better than the writer. I'm not saying that's true, but that's what you feel,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you've lived it. I mean, you've lived with
You have really owned it, and I really feel like, you know, just let somebody else play that part. I dare you.
Don't say that too loudly.
Good point, actually.
In this day and age, anything could happen. There'll be, like, Doctor Who-style regenerations, and you just don't know.
But it's sort of, you do. You approach everything differently and do different jobs for different reasons. And it just so happens that Cold Feet is one of the ones that you kind of really want to do.
Was
so.
There an inkling when it began? Was there an inkling of just how successful? I mean, that's a kind of obvious question, but no.
Well, no.
But you must
sense,
have gone, this is different. This is a bit different.
The
this
bit
is kinda...
that we all spotted was that the writing was really great on the pilot, and we all thought it was fantastic. We were all very excited, but even now, you don't know until it goes out and loads of people watch it if you're going to do it again. So in terms of the success, there was something after about sort of three or four series, it was really evident that this was a big show and we were all, you know, living the life. That was all great. But even at that point, we didn't know each time if it was going to be recommissioned and go back on the telly. So, because that's the business, you know.
That's how it is.
That's how it works.
Course, yeah.
But what we did know was that we thought we were in something that deserved to be on the telly. So that was good.
Give us a little bit of, because obviously, as you say, it's a sort of family affair. There's big names in it. You're all big names, you know, and it's kind of broken everybody through into that mainstream ITV sort of a way. And when you came back to do it, after the break, was there a little bit of Friends, and I'm talking the sitcom style tension, where everybody wanted their own trailer? Who got the biggest one? You know, who argued for what?
I tried.
I know.
Oh, I tried. But unfortunately, no, we all got the same. I think the producers worked out probably better to just give them the same.
No gender pay gaps around here.
I'm not saying that. But having said that, no, there is, I think very sensibly, you know, there is a sense of... you know, keeping everybody happy.
They could have just lobbed you all in one, just to go, look.
Right, well, back in the day, on the pilot, we were all in one.
Just sort of sharing a caravan.
Yeah, we were all in one small, old caravan. we don't have our own caravan now. It's a sort of split thing, but we all have the same shape and same size and get a toilet.
That's good.
That's the main thing.
I hope you've checked the inside of everyone else's, because it might look the same from the outside, but you don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Hello, you need to go into Nesbitt's and you need to check out what he's got. I mean, he might have... I'm not going to comment on what he might have, but John Thompson might have other things. But there might be things that you don't have, is all I'm saying.
It's a good point.
I don't want to cause a row.
Yeah. Well, that you already have.
It's worth checking out. So where are we in this new series then? So where are we up to? For those that are coming to it, I was saying people coming to it new, but they still do, actually, don't they?
Well, apparently, young people watch us, which is amazing. Yeah. I think that might be slightly down to the fact that Kel Spellman's in it, who's an amazing young actor, and we've got loads of amazing young actors in it, actually. But basically we are coming back from last year when it was on last year. It was sort of left. Pete, my husband, had some depression, and Adam was, his love life was going AWOL, and you know, Hermione's character Karen and David, that was all sort of up in the air. But basically, we're coming back to see where they are now in terms of. Jenny and Pete and the Gifford household, really it's the aftermath of that depression. We're not still dealing with the depression, but it's had a knock-on effect.
Of course,
and it's had a knock-on effect on their marriage, and that's what you sort of see play out. And basically Jenny wants something different from Pete, and it's whether or not they're going to be able to bring those two paths together.
And do you think that's what draws everyone in? Because it is real, isn't it? That it's everyone goes through stuff. And what Cold Feet does is reflect stuff back at people that thousands of people are going through but don't necessarily talk about.
I think it does reflect stuff, but I think, you know, we also are not a fly-on-the-wall documentary. You know, this is... It's also, I think, part of its appeal is that, you know, it stays fairly light, and it keeps... You know, just when you think, oh, God, this is going to get really heavy, something funny happens with some fun music or something. You know, it's not... I don't think it's trying to change the world. I think what is useful about Cold Feet is that it is a bit of a respite from some of the other stuff that's going on in the world. So it's just sort of, it's a great thing. And now it's on a Friday night. I think to kickstart your weekend, I don't think it's a bad place
to be. The best bit, hold my hands up, the best bit of the last series, didn't involve you, and I'm sorry about it. But I think the best bit was, because it was a little in joke, was that when John Thompson said, made a comment about James Nesbitt's hair.
Yes, thank God it didn't involve me. Thank you.
Well, there you go. But that was, you sort of go, that's kind of breaking the fourth wall-ness, and I really liked that.
Yes, I will really like it until somebody makes a joke about me putting on weight and being old.
Surely never happened.
Then it's all going to be
ridiculous.
Bad.
So what do you do when you're not Phil? I mean, this is an insight into your, you know, we've done the PR stuff now.
Sure.
We've done all that. Let's get into depth here.
Okay.
What do you do? What does Faye Ripley do to relax? That's what the people want to know. What do you do in the downtime, Faye?
Wow.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, the list is long.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of downtime. Okay. That's the first thing.
There's acting for you.
I mean, it's well documented, but I write cookbooks.
I know.
And so a big part of my relaxation is making cakes.
Yeah.
And sadly, then eating them. Okay, that's where the relaxation goes a bit wrong.
I see.
I think other celebrities maybe just make them and give them away. But I am a feeder, but I'm also an eater.
A feeder of yourself.
Yes, very much so.
How did the cookery thing start then? Because I've always been interested in this stuff, but you sort of sat down one day and thought, hang on, I'm at a level now where if I write a cookbook, people will buy this.
I didn't think that, because I have to say it's quite a hard thing to get people to buy books, actually, nowadays. It's not, that's easier said than done. But it was more that I was filling a gap. I'd had my kids, I had little babies at the time when I wrote the first one. And I just thought, why isn't somebody helping me to cook for my family and it not take 4 hours and me to not have to source everything from the Himalayas? Like, I just need to get this stuff from the shop on the corner. And then I want a round of applause because it's amazing. Because this is the thing, you know, about food. It's celebratory. And I like people to think I'm amazing when I produce a boiled egg.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was really about that. So I worked that out and then thought, I'm going to share that. So, and then I continue to do it. Yeah. So that is a big part of how I relax. The other way is I have a bath.
Yeah, don't mix the two.
Sometimes.
Yeah, why not? The hell? You can do the washing up. Very least, put the washing up in the bath and just foam it about a bit. What's not going to work?
But sometimes I'll have three a day. If I need to relax three times a day, I'm going to have three baths.
I'm kind of envious of you. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer because I can see you itching for one now.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. So you can go and use the Talk Radio jacuzzi.
Literally, itching. It's a hygiene issue.
You're just sitting in the chair that James Whale has. That's why. Oh. That's what that is. I know. It's revolting. You'll need a bath. Right, listen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you. And when does it start and all that PR stuff?
Friday, 9 o'clock, ITV.
Go. There it all is. And cookbooks are eminently available.
Yeah, well, always.
But a favourite pleat, thank you. Talk Radio, in the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
You've been waiting for the perfect opportunity, anticipating an intelligent time to make an intelligent change. Well, with Nissan, the UK's leader in electric vehicles, trade in your car from 2009 or earlier, and we'll give you up to £2,000 towards a used 100% electric Nissan Leaf when bought on finance. The Switch scheme from Nissan. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. EV leaders based on UK sales volumes from January to August 31st, 17. Offers available to private retail customers, participating dealers only, trading in vehicles registered before December 31st, 09. Up to £2,000 total finance deposit contribution on used Leaf includes existing £1,000 contribution offer. Provided by Nissan Finance. Representative 3.9% APR subject to status over 18s. T&Cs and eligible models at nissan.co.uk.
Now at TradePoint, Leyland Super Latex 15 litre in brilliant white, only £21.67. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
This Wednesday, it's a £14 million Lotto jackpot. What would you get your mum if you won?
Somewhere where she could just make stuff and she loves getting a drill out. She's like, I've got a drill, what can I drill? So, you know, a massive drill set and a workshop and she'd be happy as Larry.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days' notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes are closed northbound on the M5 through Somerset. It's due to an accident. Two motorcycles involved between 26 at Wellington and 25 at Taunton for the A358. Southbound side of the M5 through Worcestershire, lane closed due to a van which has broken down. Recovery is underway between 5 at Droitwich and 6 at Worcester North for the A449. And finally, the westbound side of the M48 through Bristol, completely closed due to a serious accident between the M4 at Junction 21 and Junction 1. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. Welcome along if you're just joining us. You've missed Faye Ripley, for heaven's own sake. But it's all right, because we have our own little celebrity in our midst, do we not? Because last night, Cornelius was spotted.
Spotted.
Cornelius, the unpaid intern who works on the programme.
I am paid. Why you started calling me unpaid?
Well, we've got to have a meeting about that. But he went out and was recognised, which is odd because this is a radio programme.
Yeah, I know.
And unless you speak, I don't know necessarily how.
I wasn't speaking at all.
So how was your? I know.
What is it? Go on, you're going to insult me now.
Somebody came up to you and went, "Are you Sid the Sloth?"
No.
From the front of the Ice Age DVD?
No.
Because you have the same eyes or something.
Yeah, I knew it would be the eyes.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
No.
What happened then?
Well, just one of our listeners, one of our regular tweeters.
Really?
Kirk tweeted me.
Kirk.
He went, "Oh, are you here?" And I went, "Yep, that's me. Come over and say hi, it will really impress my friend."
Right.
And he did exactly that.
Right.
So I was spotted.
Is that it? Spotted.
What else can I say?
That's it.
He was very nice.
Okay.
Software developer.
But how did he... But what... I mean, this means he's been looking at your photograph, presumably.
Yeah, well, we do online stuff, don't we? Videos and
we do. That's
pictures.
True, we're all over that.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe he follows me on Twitter. I often tweet selfies, don't I, just for the fans.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's just
you're
annoying,
very
really.
You're the Kardashian of this programme, aren't you?
Well, it's
naked
just annoying. It's gotten to the point
pictures.
Now.
You've broken the internet several times.
Yeah, it's got to the point now. I just can't go anywhere without being bothered.
No.
I can't go anywhere, John.
Awful for you, Cornelia.
You know, I'm on a night out. Oh, spotted.
Anyway, that brings us, of course, to today's text. And this is a sort of semi-regular thing we do. But we like to find out who you've seen doing what famous person you might have seen out and about. And you can send them to us, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some...
A word. Don't know.
No.
Anyway, what's been coming in, Cornelius? What have people spotted?
Well, Michael has spotted...
Spotted.
Pippa Middleton spotted streaking at the Bostic Isthmian Football League fixture between Harrow Borough and Folkestone Invicta.
Goel.
Spotted.
The chef, the bake-off man. Paul Hollywood, spotted.
Spotted.
Thank you. Has been spotted.
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 Raking the sand down at Broadstairs Beach. Lisa saw him there. She sent this in. She spotted him.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Raking the sand at Broadstairs Beach, demanding that no one tread on it so that it continues to look picturesque for when the Romans decide to invade Britain again. Shouting, apparently, Paul Hollywood about that down there in his full motorbike leathers. Spotted.
Spotted.
This has been sent in by Jeremy. James Whale. Lying dead.
Oh, no.
On a beach. He's been stranded to death. And he's there because he was lured in to shallow waters following the disrupted geomagnetic forces that have been caused by those solar storms.
I read about that in the papers, about how they found him.
That
metal detector going across the...
across the sand.
Yeah.
Picking up parts of him that might have metal through them. And dressed as he was in medieval reenactment garb.
Yeah.
He was. But anyway, he's dead. So Ash doing the show on his own tonight. keep these coming in, by the way. Spotted. Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Spotted. Squatting outside a bar.
Squatted.
Stranded.
Outside a bar in LA. Urinating in the street after they wouldn't let her use the toilet, apparently. This is in the news. All the time screaming, "Look what you made me do!" anyway, look, if you've spotted...
Spotted.
Somebody famous doing something. Then do let us know. Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
In the next half an hour of the programme, what's going to be happening is this. Our work experience, Zoe. We're like any other radio show in that we review stuff for you. You want to know what's going on in the world, don't you? You want to know about music. You want to know about TV. You want to know about films. You want to know about gadgets. You want to know about hipster nonsense. That's what we do on a Wednesday. Zoe, our work experience, is here to go through some hipster nonsense for us. If it's popped up in the past week, it'll pop up in here. There's the big debate at three. Foreign correspondent on with us talking about Putin later, and the his call for all sides to get back around the negotiating table re-North Korea. Plus, we'll have a game of Dead or Alive on the programme before four. Everything to happen. It's 2:30 now, though. Victoria's here. She's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The PCS union has announced civil servants are going to be balloted for strikes in a row over the cap on public sector pay. Members will vote in the coming weeks, with officials claiming there's an escalating chaos in the government over the future of the limit. It comes as there's been a huge demo of nurses in Westminster, also calling for the restriction to go. Barbara, who's had to get help from food banks, has told Talk Radio the Prime Minister needs to act.
I heard Theresa May say that we understand the sacrifice they're making. It's not just good enough to understand, you know, the people you need to place the most value in, which is the nurses who, you know, at any given time, any one of you will need hospital care. You do not value them, and that's pitiful. They got their priorities wrong.
Theresa May has been defending moves to restrict immigration from the EU after Brexit, saying people want to see tighter controls. It's after a Home Office document was leaked, outlining plans to close the border to thousands of unskilled European migrants. The most powerful Atlantic Ocean hurricane ever recorded has made its first landfall in the Caribbean. Irma has maintained Category 5 strength with sustained winds near 185 miles an hour. Independent shareholders are back Sports Direct's chairman to stay in his post despite increasing criticism over his stewardship. Keith Hellowell had vowed to resign unless a majority supported his re-election. And girls are being banned from wearing skirts at a school in East Sussex to make the uniform gender neutral. The head teacher at Priory School in Lewes says everyone wearing the same thing will help transgender pupils, as well as address the issue of short skirts.
You can't say address the issue. It's a non-specific clothing issue.
Thank you, John. I'll just amend that for clear. Future
you reference. You can't talk about not being able to wear them and then say the word. I mean, that's...
I mean, a skirt is different to a dress.
Yes, but it's still gender conforming. So you've got to be careful about these things. Just a word to the wise. You can't say a dress anymore. You have to say a neutral cloth.
Garment.
Yeah, a garment. So do please write in to the following: a garment.
Mm.
Okay.
Would be the correct term now. Just so we're.
We're
clear on that. So girls aren't allowed to wear skirts anymore?
No.
What, so they just have to go in wearing nothing?
No, they wear trousers.
All right, why can't... All right, well, that's sexist. Why can't the boys wear skirts?
Because they've got a problem with short skirts at the school already, so they thought, to eradicate that issue, let's just everyone wear trousers.
There was a boy, a very brave young schoolboy, a couple of years ago, went into his school in a dress just to prove the point.
This wasn't... We covered this. This wasn't long ago.
It was about a year ago or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was in the last 6 months.
Yeah, it was...
It's happened again then.
Right.
I remember it.
Yeah,
I just think let them...
So boys, when it was warm, I think it was back in May sort of time.
That was it?
That was it, yeah.
They wanted to wear shorts but they weren't allowed, so they wore skirts.
That's exactly
that
what
a little protest.
Exactly what it was, yes. Yeah. And that's fair enough.
Would I be allowed to wear a bra to work?
No one cares.
Just checking.
We don't have a uniform.
We're not allowed to wear football shirts. That's the only dress code.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not read your opening pack when we started?
Clearly not, no.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's a hangover from Talk Sport days.
Well, they've all got hangovers. There's the Alan Brazil.
But once...
You're not allowed to wear... But then once
on football shirt day.
Yeah, then there's a football shirt day where about three people wear a football shirt at TalkSport, and
Hawksby
upwards
and Jacobs.
Of £6 is donated to a charity.
That's good news. So, well done, them.
Yeah.
Great. Bit of insight there into the uniform here at Talk Radio.
Well, we're not allowed to wear news uniforms, are we?
No, I wanted to come into somebody who stands in the street going, "Stand it!" And I wasn't allowed.
No.
I'm glad.
Do that.
Anyway, I'm going to do the weather because I haven't done that.
Oh, fine, yeah.
Oh, that's what I'd do if I hadn't done it.
Yeah, so dry and bright for most, some showers in the northwest, highs of 20.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's more in 26 minutes.
There's more also in around an hour's time, isn't
there?
Yeah. Today, Victoria will be bringing us bonus news, and it's animal news today because...
Animal news.
That's right, and if it's happening in the world of animals... and you want to know about it, well, you're in the right place, I can tell you that. Because Victoria will be hard at work collating all the animal stories from around the world.
It's true. I'm going through them at the moment, and there are a few good ones, so I'm just trying to make a call.
All right. What, are you phoning one up?
No, as in a decision.
Oh, OK. So thank you, Victoria, very much for that. Next, we will be going through hipster nonsense. Work experience punditry on the way.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we will. And we are talking today, well, this afternoon specifically, at 2:36 on a Wednesday, about... pop-up hipster nonsense. It's work experience punditry. We invite our work experiences in here. Take them away from the normal day-to-day drudgery of work experience mundanity. Bring them in here. Put them in front of the microphone. Give them real-world media experience. And what's more, it's free because we don't have to pay them. Today, we are rounding up a load of hipster nonsense. Zoe joins us. Film, TV, music, gadgets, Wednesday, hipster. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi there. So, now, normally what happens is, of course, you'll come in here, as our hipster reviewers do, with news of pop-up this, square beardy thing that, mankle.
Twisted moustaches.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm presuming today's the same. It's just another outcropping of, let's face it, ideas that already exist that a hipster's put quite a mind-numbing twist on.
Yeah, or it's things they're keeping alive in my case today.
Yeah, what's being kept alive?
So milkmen, apparently, they still exist only due to hipsters.
Right.
So I was looking for stuff for today.
Yeah.
And Time Out have written an article saying that they only still have a job because of hipsters. So in the past couple of years, Parker Dairies have halted its decline in sales, which apparently is like a miracle in this industry.
Okay.
Because the management reckons it's down to Hackney's population of retro fetishists.
Right. So they're going old school. They're employing...
Yeah.
They're just ordering milk, like in the old days.
Yeah.
Are you even old enough to remember milkmen?
I don't think I've ever had a milkman where I live.
I didn't think you would.
No.
You're too young. Because when I was a kid, that's how you got your milk, didn't you? There wasn't the supermarket. You could get it from the shop, certainly, but there wasn't the availability in the supermarkets in the same kind of a way.
Right.
So the milkman would come round, and would leave milk bottles. Bottles, not cartons. On your doorstep, for which you would leave out plastic tokens called milk checks.
Nice.
You're learning now, aren't you?
Yeah, no,
my mum would
that.
Leave out milk checks. You have to buy a milk check, leave the milk check out because you didn't want to leave money. You see, that was how they did it.
Yeah.
Because someone nicked it. And they used to leave bottles of... And you leave out a check per milk, and they'd leave bottles of milk on your doorstep.
Surely someone could have nicked milk checks.
Well, yeah, but they might as well just nick the... Why?
The milk.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So there's no point in nicking the milk checks. But I'm glad it's come back. What a great tradition.
But in a kind of different way. So it's like almond milk and soy milk.
Oh, God.
So that's where it's really happening, is like the plant-based milk.
Pig milk. Just plant-based milk?
No, they do like skimmed and whole milk as well.
Yeah.
But they also sell sourdough, and you can order through Twitter. So
do they still travel around in electric milk floats in the same way that they... Yeah. I'm pleased about that.
The people who live opposite my parents get their milk delivered. They're not hipsters. They're just old school.
Right.
And they're not even that old or anything.
So you've got one where you live?
Yeah, there's a milkman. He's the only stop I ever see him do is my neighbour's opposite.
Yeah.
Or my parents' neighbour's opposite. And, and they put down two bottles of milk and one bottle of orange juice every day in still a milk bottle.
Every day?
Every day, yeah.
I admire this.
Do they collect the bottles back up and then refill them?
You leave the empty ones for them. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And let's not forget Ernie.
Who's Ernie?
He drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh, well, actually, Steve Hayden is the dairy's top-selling milkman, and apparently he's seen everything. Like, he said he's seen burglaries, cars being stolen, he even saved a woman's life. So he's got some interesting stories.
What's that got to do with Ernie?
Well, he's the top seller of milk. He's the milkman of Parker Diet.
But
dairy.
Ernie
drove
the fastest milk cart in the West.
Well, there we go.
Where's this Ernie from?
Ernie?
Just repeat what you've been saying.
Well, his love rival was Two-Ton Ted from Teddington.
Is this from a TV show, yes or no?
No.
What was it
Well,
from?
Sort of.
A song?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Ernie. He drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Look it up. Look it up now. Play it in a moment when you found it. It was by Benny Hill.
Okay.
Good.
I
admire this, though. I'm glad that's come back. We used to have, get this as well, Zoe, fizzy pop delivered.
What, like flavoured?
Flavoured fizzy pop, yeah, fizzy water. It's called fizzy pop. He was called the Pop Man.
Okay.
And he used to bring that round on a similar thing, on a lorry.
Electric. Oh, okay.
What, a different one?
Yes!
So a man
he was the pop man. You had a milkman, a pop man.
Ice cream man.
Yeah, a dealer. I mean, all these people came around bringing stuff. It wasn't for my family, it was people over the road. Like, but no, he used to bring, you could order like, I was going to say Coke, but that's a pop man. I mean the Coke. Yeah. Or Orangeade or Lemonade or whatever. And they bring, that would be delivered to your house as well.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts,
yeah, listen to you. What world was this? Yes, all it would all be delivered.
Nice.
Yeah.
So no Ocado, nothing
Coal
like that.
Used to be delivered. Rag and Bone Men would come round.
What, the singer?
Yeah. It was only human. Oh, look, here we go. There it is. They said she was too good for him. She was ordinary, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there three times a week. They called him Ernie. Ernie. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
It's an actual cart there. It's a horse and cart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very retro, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is very retro.
Old.
Yeah. No, I'm pleased it's back. Normally I abhor your hipster rubbish that you bring in here, but I like this.
I bet it's well expensive, though.
I like this one.
Getting your almond milk and your sourdough.
Almond milk. I had the idea. I've gone off it since it was almond and soya nonsense, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you get milk out of anything? Is that the point? Do they do breast milk? I bet that's a hipster thing now.
That was a hipster. We've covered that before. There's a coffee shop in Covent Garden, I think. You'd have boob milk in it.
Yeah, and you had to self-service, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
As far as I remember.
I think you went to a different place.
Definitely, you go in there. They give you a milking stool, and you sit underneath and milk it into
a
cup.
You definitely went to a different place. Which I haven't mentioned on the show.
Actually, I did. You're right.
Yeah.
Now you can mention it was very, very different. Yeah. Yeah. We'll gloss over that. Mm. More hipster nonsense on the way, though, of course.
Yes,
do you want to tease us with something? What else?
A Little Nan's Bar. Really lovely company. Homemade, like, family run.
A Little Man's Bar?
Little Nan's Bar.
Unlucky, John.
My nan was quite little. A Little Nan's Bar. All right, well, look, we'll be talking about that because Zoe is here. She's work experience. She's rounding up the hipster nonsense as part of work experience punditry. Traffic and travel next. Talk Radio, Wednesday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news.
The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months, charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
Back in my day, a perfect hat-trick was a left foot, a right foot and a header. Nowadays, it's when you back the first goal scorer with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. If your player scores first, then gets the second, we'll double your odds. And if they bag a hat-trick, we'll treble your odds. Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven, now available in play. Whenever you bet, Betfred.
In-play applies to online and mobile customers only. Single bets and selected matches only. Max return exclusions and conditions apply. 18 plus. Visit in-store or betfred.com/promotions for more information. Please bet responsibly. Gambleaware.co.uk.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, starts Monday at 9 on ITV.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous, your contact the foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get in, do your job, and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Big problems on the northbound side of the M5. It's completely closed due to a serious accident. Two motorcycles involved between 26 at Wellington and 25 at Taunton. Sign diversion on scene to leave at junction 26. Southbound side of the M1, entrance slip road closed at junction 24 for Kegworth and the A453. A lorry's overturned there. And the eastbound side of the M50, a lane closed in Gloucestershire due to some tyre debris on the carriageway between one at Tewkesbury and the M5 link.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, a lot of news going on. Ryanair, we were talking about that earlier, have cut fees. Now, the war in budget airlines is escalating. And it is a war as well. Ryanair have now got nuclear capability. EasyJet have decried this, saying that is an awful thing to have happened. They want sanctions against Ryanair, withholding scratch cards from the flights, that kind of thing.
It wouldn't be a problem. Because wherever their target was, they dropped the bomb on the outskirts of it.
30
like,
miles away.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
And then the warhead would have to disembark from the missile and get a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, so that's in the news. Of course, driverless cars. Lawmakers in the United States are to debate the Self-Drive Act later. That's happening
I'd love to be a lawmaker.
Could you?
Oh, yeah, I can make up laws. Oh, thought of a great law today, just really quickly, and this should be blanket across the whole country. Bagging areas always on the same side as self-checkouts because they just differentiate side to side at different shops. Even the same shop, but different stores. Unbelievable.
I've never understood the concept of the unexpected item in the bagging area anyway. Because my argument there is that if you take, if you get something in a supermarket from the shelf, a shelf, any shelf, right, the machine should expect that, shouldn't it? Do you know what? Because you're
You have to scan it so it knows to expect.
I know, but it should be expected. It should expect anything. Right, if I put a tin of soup in there, I don't want unexpected item in the bagging area.
That's to make sure you pay for it.
No! I don't.
Yes,
no, I don't.
You don't want to pay for it.
If I put an owl in the space, then fine.
Yeah, but an owl doesn't have a barcode.
That is unexpected.
An owl doesn't have a bar. No.
In the supermarket or a seat.
Don't overshadow my good point that bagging areas should be, I'm going to say, always on the left-hand side of the self-checkout. Basket on the right, scan, put it in the bagging area on the left.
Right.
Because I am sick, and I am sick and tired of people scanning their products and then putting it into my bagging area, causing unexpected items in the bagging area delaying, because I am fantastic at self-checkouts. I'm very much wasted in radio. I'm so quick. I should work in a supermarket.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
I always think. But I'm
That's
so,
a big thumbs up from everybody here, by the way. So
I'm just so fuming when other people get in the way of my speedy, because I'm running late for work anyway. I know there's Brexit and stuff, but you could get this through Parliament within minutes.
I think
that's all I'm saying.
I think the phrase could be deployed elsewhere as well, right? Because just to if someone's checking your testicles, right, for like a lump or something, the doctor could break that news to be going, oh, unexpected item in the bagging.
No.
Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it!
It's all right, Cornelius. Calm down, because we're here to help. And we do that, of course, by taking the news and analysing it using Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Jeremy Corbyn presents an award for the Stormzy, not the few.
Jeremy Corbyn there.
We weren't wasting his time giving awards to grime artists. He could sort this.
Let's talk about some hipster nonsense. Zoe is here. She's rounding it up for us. It's work experience punditry. She's been going through the new pop-up things that are guaranteed to annoy all right-thinking people. Where are we going next, Zoe? What do you got? What do you got there?
So we've got Little Nan's Bar.
Yeah.
So Little Nan's Bar is like a unique bar. It is, to be fair, I don't know anything quite like it.
Okay.
They've been running since 2013. So the idea is that Tristan Scutt, who is the grandson of Little Nan, when his nan passed away, he went to recreate her living room with all the classic Nana tat. So, like, Pat Butcher posters, cat cushions.
What do you mean, Pat Butcher posters? Do nans have that?
Apparently so.
Wow.
And so it's, like, beyond shabby chic, way past there. It's just trash Nana, but in this brilliant way.
That is quite a good idea, actually.
It is. And so they have cocktails and teacups and teapots and vases. And it's just a really... It's quite a fun night out. But it's not too hipster. It's hipster enough.
I can see it because everyone's got their own memories, of course, or their own. Depending on what age you are, you know, your nana's front room will be very different. I mean, you know, yours, for example, would be what?
Oh, quite beige, but good flowers, good pottery everywhere.
Pottery's key.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what generation you are, the pottery is key to the nana experience, isn't it?
It is.
And mine,
statuettes,
sort of Toby jugs.
Oh, is that what you have?
My nana had Toby jugs.
You can get plenty of those.
Yeah,
in
that was her nickname for them. They were weird. Toby, can you still get them? Toby jugs? I don't know.
You know what? The only place I do see them is at the local Toby Carvery where I drink.
Yeah, of course.
So, and they're glued down.
They are. So they're obviously...
It's a really classy Toby Carvery.
Glued down.
Glued down Toby jugs. I've asked them once to fill one up and they went, no, sorry, they're glued down.
They were a sort of thing. I mean, they're sort of trinkets.
Yeah,
I guess so. I suppose.
Yeah.
So I like the idea. You know, my nan had an electric fire. I mean, like a two or three bar fire that you don't see anymore, I don't think, necessarily, unless it's in an old person's house.
That's true.
And all sorts of... And the crockery was of a certain type as well, all this kind of...
Yeah, it's weird. My nan's actually got quite good taste in antique-y stuff.
Oh,
like
that's no good then, is it? You want it to be tat.
Yeah, but, my nan's terrible. Yeah. She has a princess riding a unicorn statue.
Wow.
That's very strong. So I like this idea, Zoe.
Yes. So they kind of popped up. I think they started in 2013, got shut down for some reason or another in 2014. So they had loads of pop-ups. They had a pop-up in Greenwich, in Shoreditch and Hoxton. But now they have two permanent places, one in Deptford Market Yard and then one in Catford as well. By the cinema. But they're these really lovely kind of just...
Homely.
Yeah, they are majorly homey. It's a bit... You know, your eyes take a little while to adjust, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And
the cocktails are good.
Is it like a bar you go up to, or do they come and serve you in an old faded armchair that you're sitting in?
Yeah, there are faded armchairs.
Yeah.
And, the menus are kind of in Charles and Diana memorabilia books.
God,
and,
of course.
Yeah, it's excellent. And they used to do high tea as well. I think you can get a good slice of cake.
Yeah.
But it's all family run. It's nice. It's
that
good.
Is nice.
Check
I agree.
It out.
I agree with that. That's almost two hipster things you brought today that haven't really driven me apoplectic.
Are they not? Are you feeling okay,
I don't
John?
Know what's going on. Well, tell me the next one I'm going to find really annoying.
So the next one is kind of a little bit more researchy. I was thinking outside the box this one. Does music give you goosebumps? Because if so, your brain is special. Right?
Ooh.
So, you know how hipsters are really connected with music and it's all flowing and everyone is part one with music.
Right.
So
It is getting annoying now. Yeah, yeah. Good.
So
yeah.
This guy, Matthew Sachs, a former graduate from Harvard, has done a little research into people who feel connections with music. So he did a little test on 20 students, 10 of which felt... connections of music, you know, get goosebumps, chills and feel very connected to it, and people who don't. And apparently there's something completely different with the brains of people who feel in touch with music. Like
right.
That. So he's saying it can be used for like therapy and depression.
Music
and
therapy
this.
Is a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a serious thing, isn't it? That's a...
So that is a thing. Do you have that?
I don't get a goosebump.
Do you not?
But I did, you know, I'll admit this, the odd song has made me cry.
What songs make you cry?
Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. Makes me cry. It's a sad story. The love story between him and his love rival, Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, who drove the baker's van. And it's a very sad tale. Makes me cry.
I very rarely get this at all, because I never really listen to lyrics of songs, even though I'll learn them just by listening to songs too much. But I never really get what the song's about, really. So I was going to say it doesn't really affect me.
Right.
There's one song.
Thanks for that anecdote.
One song, which we both like, I think, Long Live the Queen by Frank Turner.
Frank Turner, that's a good song.
I first heard that live at Reading Festival in 2009, and I was like, whoa, that's a good one.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's about death, a friend dying and all that.
Well, he was performing it live as well, which I think gave it a lot more.
Yeah.
And every time I hear that song, I'm just like... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know this.
There are
song.
Certain songs. I think you're right. It depends on context. Depends on where you're listening to them. I mean, I went to the Pink Floyd exhibition in the V&A in London, which is, I looked through the history of Pink Floyd and Minnesota. And I went back and started listening to Pink Floyd again. Like albums like The Division Bell and stuff. And there's a lot in there when you suddenly, and also music, and you can get caught up in it. If it's a big soundscape going on, you can easily. It doesn't work with these sort of fly by night indie hits, but things like. Pink Floyd or whatever, these like Comfortably Numb as a piece of music is amazing. And there are, I think it's true, it can affect you. Some of Coldplay, I mean, if you listen to Coldplay in the right context, like Fix You.
Yeah,
Yes. That is an incredibly powerful song. So I think, yeah, I think you're... Oh, my God, I've come around to your way of thinking again. What's happened?
Well, what songs do you,
well,
you find this with?
I feel like I could watch the X Factor audition and be a bit like, oh, goosebumps.
Right, well, you've
that's
just undone
like,
all the work.
I know, exactly. I was like, this could mean nothing.
Just, that's the end of you. Right, that was Zoe's last appearance ever. Zoe, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you. That was a roundup of Hipster Nonsense today, tomorrow even. Geeky, gadgety stuff. Still to come today, the big debate at 3. We'll be talking to our Russian correspondent, of course, about the news that Putin has called for more negotiating rather than sanctions against North Korea. We'll be covering that in the next half an hour. Plus a game of Dead or Alive before 4. It's coming up at 3 o'clock. Victoria will have the news next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-Ben that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
It's your last chance to get savings in the summer sale at DFS. But be quick, the sale ends Monday.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got an 1,800 by 900mm sheet of 12.5mm standard board plasterboard for only £3.29 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Undo the ties. Unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,000 in addition to existing offers when you test drive by the 30th of September. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,000 test drive voucher.
Orders by 30th of September. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3.02. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, huge demo over public sector pay. Hurricane Irma hits the Caribbean. And Gucci bans ultra-thin models.
Talk Radio.
Thousands of nurses have been protesting in Westminster demanding an end to the cap on public sector pay increases. They've been limited at 1% for 7 years. Janet Davis is the chief executive of the Royal College of Nursing.
Before it's too late, before it affects our health service even more than it always has done, scrap that cap.
Just over the road in the House of Commons, Theresa May has dodged a question on whether her government will scrap it in England and Wales. The Prime Minister says decisions for the next financial year will be published in the coming months.
We'll continue to balance the need to protect jobs, the need to protect public sector workers, and the need to ensure that we're also protecting and being fair to those who are paying for it, including public sector workers.
Meanwhile, it's been announced that civil servants will be balloted for strikes in protest at the cap. In other news, the most powerful Atlantic Ocean hurricane in recorded history has hit the Caribbean. Roofs have been blown off buildings, streets are flooded, and homes are without power. Matt Cochran from the Red Cross has told Talk Radio they're worried about the potential impact on Haiti.
It's still recovering in many ways from the earthquake in 2010 and from Hurricane Matthew last year. It's home to some of the most vulnerable people in the world, people who don't have much in the way of resources to be able to protect themselves, their families, and their belongings. So in terms of humanitarian impact, I think that's where we're looking as a site of major concern.
Six men charged after an investigation into the Hillsborough disaster will go on trial at Preston Crown Court. 96 people died at the stadium in 1989. Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg says he's opposed to abortion in all circumstances, including rape and incest. The Catholic politician has topped a poll for a Tory website as to who should be the next party leader. And two major fashion houses are going to ban unhealthily thin models. Women will have to have a recent doctor's note to prove they're fit to wear for brands like Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
You're joking.
No.
I'm gutted.
About what?
What's that?
Well, I identify as an ultra-thin model.
Yeah.
How?
What do you mean, how? That's what I identify.
He's allowed to. You can't question how you also identify. Don't identify shame him. Because he's allowed. If he wants to identify as an ultra,
I think I'm ultra
an ultra-thin model, despite being
gorgeous.
A fat, ugly boy.
No, hey! You cannot... That is a past life of mine.
then he can. That's fair enough.
Well, now it's not a level playing field.
Have you had any modelling work, Cornelius?
Yes.
For what?
He had to build one of those.
Okay.
Like a toy set or something.
Yeah, like an aircraft. You know, a sort of model aircraft.
Have you
Airfix
been modelling any products?
Products, yeah.
Like what?
It's projects are in the pipeline. I can't really speak about them at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Secret.
They haven't happened yet.
Technically, that should be...
In the pipeline.
Should be Victoria's
Which
Secret.
Also, I don't like being called pipeline.
No one called you a pipeline.
Enough talk of Cornelius's pipeline. Let's take the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most. Potential showers in the northwest. Highs of 20 degrees.
Still to come then. There will be... we'll be talking to our foreign correspondent. Putin has said that... he would call for negotiations with Korea. Sanctions aren't working, he said. So we'll be talking to our Russian correspondent, talking to us live from Russia about that. We will be having a game of Dead or Alive, but the big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Hello, I'm Claire Cottingham. British number one Andy Murray says he's unlikely to play again this season as he continues his recovery from a hip problem. He's been out of action since losing in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon in July and pulled out of the US Open 2 days before the tournament began. Murray says he is confident an extended period of rest and rehabilitation will allow him to return next year. Meanwhile, Kevin Anderson is through to his first Grand Slam semi-final after victory over Sam Querrey at the US Open. In the women's draw, Venus Williams made the semis as well, thanks to a thrilling win over Petra Kvitova in a final set tiebreak. FIFA has rejected Leicester City's application to register new midfielder Adrian Silva after the club missed the deadline by 14 seconds. The £22 million deal was not completed in time, meaning he can't play until January. Well, the Foxes are understood to be in the process of appealing. And England cricketer Toby Rowland-Jones has been recalled for the deciding test with the West Indies. He replaces Chris Wokes in the team for the third match at Lord's, which starts tomorrow. That's your sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, pre-recorded Claire. It's 7 minutes past three. Big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As the United States President Donald Trump announces that he will sell more weapons to Florida to help them fight the hurricane, there's breaking news that he's now released funds this afternoon to build a wall but this time around America to keep hurricanes out in future. Hurricanes, he said on Twitter, are foreign. None of them originate in the United States itself. Instead, they tend to form out of the country and over the sea, entering states like Texas or Florida, or the eastern seaboard, or indeed any outlying American islands without a passport. At around 190 miles an hour, that makes a mockery of customs and immigration booths. Hurricanes don't even stop to be checked. So Trump has announced the building of a wall around the United States. He's tweeted this: hurricanes will not be allowed into our great country. Hurricanes equal un-American. Sad! Exclamation mark. Now this comes, of course, as residents of many Caribbean islands and indeed Florida are battening down the hatches. On the line, Talk Radio listener Boyd. Good afternoon, Boyd. Good afternoon.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello. Yes. Hello, John.
Boyd. Hello. Welcome, Boyd, to Talk Radio. Hello. It's good to. It's good to have you on. Now you're objecting to this because people are battening down the hatches, but you think that battening, I mean, you're anti-battening. You're against the idea of battening.
That's correct, yeah. I don't see any point in it. There's no use to battening anything at all, especially hatches.
Yeah.
Especially in the event of the impending nuclear holocaust, John, there'll be no use at all.
Right.
Don't do any good. I say just stand in front of the big warm blast when it comes and just let it kill you slowly.
Would you, let's assume people want hatches, right? Let's assume that.
Right, but yes, I can assume that.
But if you can't batten them down, what are you supposed to do to the hatches? Are you suggesting one could nail them down? Would you be happy with that? Glue them down?
You could nail or glue them, but my granddad used to tell me there's nothing that battens can do that a nice big load of thick cement can't do better.
Right. Well, old people always say that.
They do, yeah. Old people do like their cement.
Some people are suggesting, rather than, and again, this is people who, like you, don't agree with the idea of battening,
uh-huh,
are suggesting that maybe if you are thinking of doing something with your hatches, you could have hatches pre-supplied with like gum on the back, like a stamp.
Right, yeah.
And then you could lick a hatch like the back of a stamp, and then you just put a lick on it.
And then you lick down the hatches with some lick.
Right. So you get rid of battening, but the hatches are still there doing their job.
And what do? You lick it.
I'm
fine with that. As long as there's no battens involved, I'm fine.
All right, stay there, Boyd, because I want to bring Paris in on the argument. Paris has called in as well. Good afternoon, Paris.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, thank you for calling in. You've heard that Boyd there's against battening. He doesn't mind the hatches if we nail, glue, or put some lick on. What do you make of this? Should we have more battening?
Well, I don't make much of him, to be honest. He sounds like a fool.
Yeah.
We need more battening. It's keeping people safe. I mean, to batten literally means to improve.
Yeah.
You know, improving, it put Piers Morgan out of several jobs. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, you make a good point. I want to mention Battenberg cake as well here, because we have several texts about this. Now, Battenberg cake, of course, is made of plywood. I wonder, would you nail a cake over a window, Boyd?
No, I wouldn't. I think that would be a stupid idea. You wouldn't get much force out of it, would you? You wouldn't really.
Well, what cake? All right.
I've always thought Battenberg cake was evil anyway, because it funds the disgusting marzipan industry, and they're up to all sorts.
Yeah, well, that's another argument for another day, of course.
We're not here to debate the marzipan industry, sir.
Maybe tomorrow. Paris, what cake would you nail over a window?
Probably Lord Mountbattenberg.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with that because it can explode in your face.
Yeah. What's the notion of battening? Why do we need? Because you're calling. I know you're part of the pro battening lobby. You're saying more. The government. I mean, the government only this morning said 40,000 more battening by 2018. No word of how they're going to pay for it. But the point is, it's more things should be battened down as far, not just hatches. People are battening down the hatches, but more, you think all sorts of things should be battened down, right?
Yeah, batten down everything.
Yeah.
Anything that you can. Batten down children.
Yeah.
Stop them getting abducted.
Yeah.
Batten down cars.
Cars.
Stop them moving. So that's
soil.
Good for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah, batten that down. Batten it down.
Clocks.
My uncle, yeah. do that, even the hands-on clock, so they can't move. Let's just stop time.
Just batten everything down. Batten it all.
Batten down. Batten down talk radio.
Yeah, batten that down.
Batten down your pants.
Yeah.
Anything.
Right.
I mean, my uncle used to batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
And if we lose those euphemisms for domestic abuse, we're only left with the option of a serious discussion on the topic, and I don't think we want that.
Right, OK. Well, let's look at the option of...
Okay, well, it'd be hard because we're on radio to look at anything.
Let's listen to the options of the other thing.
It'll be hard to listen because you're quite boring as well, John, so what should we do here?
That's quite a...
Sorry, is this your first time calling in?
Yes!
So this is a regular occurrence. I mean, we know John to be a dull man. That's what some people like. In the nursing homes, they don't want anything to excite them. This is what they like. That's why they put on talk radio.
Let's
just leave it in the background and fall asleep too.
Let's talk about
last of the summer wine.
The history of battening. It happened, of course, when Sir Alexander Fleming, of course, the scientist, left a hurricane overnight in a petri dish, didn't he? When he came back in the morning, it was all battened down, and that's how we've got it. I mean, that's why it exists.
And we all know that.
You can't argue with the history of it, can you? That's the point, Boyd. It's and European, you know, European migrants. So they come over here. Right, and rightly so, frankly, because they're willing to do the job for the money available, whereas no one here will. They pick batter, don't they, from the trees,
right.
which gets
batter in trees on like Hampstead Heath and stuff. That's where they get it usually
refined into battens, right? Which then, of course, but what I'm saying is nobody else will pay for it. And it's these people coming and doing these jobs that no one else wants to get the batter
You're
out of trees.
You're talking a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, I do. That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah. What
are you actually asking me here, John, at the debate? I'm not entirely sure.
I'm just saying to you, you've got an argument. You say you don't want people to batten down hatches anymore, too much battening. But I don't think we've got a clear solution from you. It's all very easy to come on the radio and say these things, but you're not actually providing a solution to it, are you?
Well, we could use the European immigrants that you were mentioning just then, previously.
Glue them on windows? Glue them...
Just hold things down act like batters!
You're a racist, aren't you? You've called... In that case, you should have called LBC. You've got the wrong number.
Mm.
All right. Listen, we've got to wrap the debate up there. We're slowly running out of time.
We've only been on for 3 minutes.
No, it felt like longer.
Oh, that's John's style. to batten down, let me just say this,
all
needs
right.
to grow fat. And I just want to know what exactly his problem is with Americans.
And there we'll leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Paris?
Battening, probably.
Oh, fine. Boyd?
Wood!
Right. There we are. Now, what do you think? Do we need... all this talk of people battening down the hatches, but surely there are better ways to attach hatches. Let's take your views, please. You've heard their views. What are your views? We live in post-Brexit Britain. Do we need battening? We've got Mickey Mouse souvenirs now and steam irons. Why do we need battening? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Gotta hand it to Sky Q. The range of stuff in Ultra HD is insane. You've got movies, loads of them, sports, I'm talking football, Formula One, cricket, plus you've got documentaries, nature and drama. The quality is ridiculous. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TV box, Sky Q multi-screen and Ultra HD ready TV. Content depends on subscription.
modern, shaker, traditional, gloss, mattes, painted to order or wood, galley, with island, without island. Whatever the kitchen style you need, you'll find it at Joosen. Right now, get 40% off selected paint to order ranges. And if you spend over £2,000 on any by design kitchen, then you'll get an Amazon Echo for free. How's that, Alexa? Price excluding VAT. 40% off selected kitchens right now at Joosen. Find your nearest showroom at joosenkitchens.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, whether we get one too.
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just £9,495. With over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths. But participating dealers only.
It's your last chance to get savings in the summer sale at DFS. But be quick, the sale ends Monday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Gloucestershire, we have one lane closed due to tyre debris on the road. It's on the M50 eastbound between Junction 1 and the M5 for Junction 8. Also in Bristol, the M48 is closed westbound. That is due to a serious accident, a motorcycle involved. That's between the M4 for Junction 21 and Junction 1. And elsewhere in Somerset, we do have queuing traffic and the carriageway is closed. That's also due to a serious accident. Two motorcycles involved there. It's on the M5 northbound between Junction 26 and Junction 25 for Taunton. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What gets you moving? That Friday feeling? A refreshing morning shower? Seeing the sunrise? Or that song that makes you want to move? So what are you waiting for? Get moving with your new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and the all-new Seat Ibiza SE is available for £179 per month with an initial rental of £1,799, plus an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
48-month personal contract hire for the all-new Ibiza SE. Subject to status, 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Ordered by October 2nd and registered by December 31st, 2017. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services. Subject to availability. Retail only. Excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you, then. You are listening to Talk Radio, and my name is... Why does this always happen? I got to say my name, and I can't ever find that... So bear with me. John Holmes, and joining me on the line now is our foreign Russian correspondent. Good afternoon, foreign Russian correspondent.
Здравствуйте, Джон. Спасибо большое, что пригласили меня на вашу передачу.
Thank you. Now, in terms of what is going on internationally, now let's look at this, because we know about North Korea. We know there is much saber, indeed intercontinental ballistic missile rattling around the world now. And Russia, of course, have got involved, as they would. But Putin has said, though, that sanctions are no use. It has to be back to the negotiating table. What are we to make of this?
Владимир Путин назвал ядерные испытания КНДР упражнениями и заявил, что Россия осуждает действия Пхеньяна, они носят провокационный характер. Однако нагнетенная военная ситуация вокруг КНДР ведет в тупик, так считает Путин, и многие политики в России с ним согласны.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd expect, isn't it, from Putin? I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less. And that involves China, as you mentioned, as well. But the quote is that Putin has said the situation on the Korean Peninsula is, maybe impossible to resolve. Impossible. And that's a strong word to use, isn't it?
Да, совершенно. Путин сказал, что без переговоров с КНДР можно довести ситуацию к планетарной катастрофе. И жители КНДР, по словам Путина, будут есть траву, но не откажутся от ядерной программы. И поэтому Владимир Путин сказал, что обязательно нужен диалог как можно скорее.
Well, there's talk now, and I wonder what is making this, because obviously we know it's escalated from making weapons, nuclear weapons, the hydrogen bomb we know about underground last week by the wombles that Putin, that Kim Jong-un arranged to be kidnapped from Wimbledon Common and trained to build underground hydrogen bombs. We know about that. What is Putin's stance on the wombles' involvement?
Ну, к сожалению, мы пока еще не получили информацию по этому вопросу, потому что Путин не прокомментировал. Но он сказал очень интересную фразу. Он сказал, что да, в КНДР они будут есть траву, не откажутся от этой программы, если они будут чувствовать себя в абсолютной безопасности. А что может обеспечить безопасность? Восстановление международного права. Нужно вести дело к диалогу между всеми заинтересованными сторонами. А по словам Путина, использование санкций любого рода по отношению к Пхеньяну является бесполезным right. и абсолютно неэффективным.
Yeah, I will stop you there, because let's pick up on that. Massive military response. I mean, that's the words of the US Defense Secretary James Mattis, of course. President Trump is suggesting a clampdown on trade and with any countries that do business with North Korea, and of course that includes China.
Да, но новые санкции против КНДР не отразятся на России и на Китае, мы надеемся. Поэтому у России и Северной Кореи почти нулевой товарооборот, поэтому никто совершенно не переживает по этому поводу. И Северная Корея на днях заявила о проведении испытаний водородной бомбы, и действия КНДР вызвали резкую критику со стороны международного сообщества. Но вот Путин больше не комментирует по этому поводу ничего.
Yeah. Well, on that last point, let's expand that, because I think you're right in that the fear is now that Kim Jong-un has escalated it beyond weapons of mass destruction in terms of nuclear weapons. And the theory now is that he's building hurricanes capable of reaching the US coast. And we are seeing evidence of that, aren't we? These hurricanes have been worked on for a long time by North Korea, and now we're seeing the fruits of that labor.
Да, конечно же, но Северная Корея больше проводит только испытания водородной бомбы, но ничего больше по этому поводу неизвестно на данном этапе, и Путин совершенно ничего не комментирует по этому поводу. А действия КНДР только вызывают критику со стороны общества, но больше всего общество, международное общество, в том числе и Евросоюз, волнуется yeah. из-за того, что они не знают, что именно происходит в стране. И Евросоюз пригрозил расширение санкций против Пхеньяна. Президент США не исключил применение военных мер. А вот Путин в телефонном разговоре с президентом Южной Кореи также решил наши действия.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. That, I mean, several good points made there. The answer to this. Then Putin is saying that the building of hurricanes by Kim Jong Un, sending them to, we know they can reach now the eastern seaboard of the United States, of course. Should we just basically take away the raw ingredients of a hurricane to stop him building them, like wind? We remove wind from the peninsula, and that we put a sanction on gusts.
No. Конечно же, звучит как замечательное предложение, но я не думаю, что кто-то может это совершенно проконтролировать, и каким-то образом это может быть остановлено. Также я считаю, что надо совершенно согласиться с Путиным в этой точке зрения, что нужно обсуждать этот вопрос, нужно разговаривать с КНДР, не нужно идти в штыки и делать Нет. санкции, а нужно просто сейчас посадить всех и обсудить, что же происходит, и попытаться каким-то образом прийти к деловому диалогу на этот вопрос.
It's boasting, though, isn't it? I mean, that's a fair point again, but it is a case of boasting. It's countries now standing up to one another and to see who blinks first, and reminiscent of the Cold War, really, which is, I mean, is Putin, is the feeling in Russia where you are, the feeling that a return to the Cold War is on the table?
Ну, я не думаю, что это зависит, где ты в России или где ты в Европе находишься, но да, абсолютно, то, что происходит сейчас в Америке, то, что происходит сейчас в России, это тоже то же самое, что происходит сейчас в КНДР. Это сильнейшие лидеры мировых стран, и все, конечно же, очень-очень сильные персоны, и никто никогда ни с кем не согласится. К сожалению, вот в моем мнении, что приходит Третья мировая война. И, к сожалению, я не знаю, что можно сделать по этому поводу.
Yeah, and is there any truth to the story that Putin is going to put Ras in front of his name to make him like the noted mad monk?
Ну, я думаю, что это все, конечно же, газеты, конечно же, вырезки. И, как говорит Trump,
I want to pick up on that, because why on earth would he have said all this, President Putin, from the rooftop of one of London's best and most expensive and famous hotels? Why would he have chosen, you know, why was Putin on the Ritz?
Ну, вы знаете, на самом деле, вот сейчас читаю новости, русские новости, ни одной статьи на эту тему нету. И как говорят сами россияне, как говорит там Путин, что очень много новостей в России, в Евросоюзе по поводу именно Рица, но ничего нету в нас в новостях в России, вообще ничего на эту тему.
Putin on the Ritz. Right, okay, that's fine. Final question for you. We heard a lot in the Cold War, of course, about the might of the Russian bear. Is that a bear or is it a chimpanzee? Final question. Is it a bear or a chimpanzee, the Russian bear?
Это медведь, это большой, коричневый, сильный медведь, который представляет Россию и всю настоящую русскую волю.
Yeah, well, you know. Greg Evigan. Right, so thank you very much indeed. That's our Russian correspondent there, speaking Russian from Russia to us about that story. President Putin, of course, getting more involved in terms of the political rhetoric to do with North Korea and whether or not we should be going back round the table with them, or whether or not Putin would just rather be there at the beginning of a new world war, and perhaps he's just trying to start it himself. Let us know what you think. You can get in touch with the programme, of course, by the usual methods, 87222. Start your message with the word talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
And at exactly 3:30, because I'm good at back timing, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Civil servants are going to be balloted for strikes in protest at the cap on public sector pay rises. It comes as thousands of nurses have been protesting on the same issue in Westminster. It's claimed 7 in 10 people believe nurses are underpaid. Actor and Labour activist Sir Tony Robinson has addressed the crowds.
It's crazy, it must stop, and we must not take no for an answer. Scrap the cap, not next year, not the year after, scrap the cap now!
But in the House of Commons, Theresa May has dodged a question from the Labour leader.
NHS staff are 14% worse off than they were 7 years ago. Is she really happy that NHS staff use food banks? Warm words don't pay food bills. Pay rises will help to do that.
The Prime Minister says it's easy for Jeremy Corbyn to say they should get higher wages because he doesn't have to pay for it. Islands in the Eastern Caribbean are being battered by a powerful storm. Hurricane Irma has damaged buildings and cut power in Barbuda. A judge has ruled the trials of 6 men charged over the Hillsborough disaster can take place in Preston. 5 of them attended a pre-trial hearing today, but no pleas were entered. 96 Liverpool fans were crushed to death at an FA Cup semi-final at the Sheffield Stadium in 1989. Police investigating the murder of a 14-year-old boy in East London say they're trying to trace a 4x4 which was seen nearby. Corey Juna David. Corey Jr. Davis was shot in Newham on Monday and died in hospital yesterday. And pay is also an issue for women at the BBC. According for changes to be made quickly, Joanna Gosling, Victoria Derbyshire and Michelle Hussein are calling for equal and fair wages. The weather dry with clear spells for most, but a few showers in the west, lows of 10 degrees tonight. Tomorrow rain in the north will spread southeastwards across the UK throughout the day, and it's going to turn increasingly windy with highs of 19. There's more in half an hour.
Well, there's, to be honest with you, there's more now.
Yeah. There is.
Yeah. There's more now. Because it is time for today's bonus news. What a treat this is. Ordinarily, there are stories out there that have happened today that don't get covered in the normal news. There's just no time. And the reason is it's because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So we make the time up to bring you those stories because we think it's important. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. We split it across the days because that covers everything off. Today, it's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
So, this is a hurricane-related animal story.
Okay.
Oh, so, right. You know, the other day, Hurricane Harvey was wreaking havoc in Texas and Louisiana.
That's right.
Well, a man who had to flee his home because of the hurricane.
This is about a flea, is it?
Nope.
Oh.
He left his home because of the hurricane. Returned to find a 9-foot alligator in his dining room.
That's quite a big alligator, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I think you might have just reported this to show off the size of his dining room, though, don't you? Because that's quite a big, you know, quite a big dining room as well, frankly.
I mean,
that's true, actually. He's doing...
It's a humble brag, that is.
A police officer over there tweeted a picture of it, and then apparently shortly afterwards it was.
Is that all he did?
By wildlife.
Oh my god, quickly, someone tweet a photo!
And then legged it.
Just what you want from a copper.
Yeah. But apparently, so Chris Stevens, who goes by the name of Gator Chris, he says that gators are refugees from the hurricanes themselves. They're dishevelled and upset by all of it.
Absolutely true, because they're obviously indigenous to the area down those southern states.
Yeah.
And if the hurricane comes in, and certainly the flooding and everything else, of course it just sweeps them out of their natural habitat in the bayou and so on and so forth. Absolutely right.
There you go.
And they get trapped. And they're hard, and then they're really hard because they'll kill you. So they're quite hard to actually rescue and put back.
Yeah.
But people have to.
But this one was put back safely into his natural habitat.
Which was the lounge.
Yeah.
So, good. Well, good. There's a heartwarming tale.
There you go.
Yeah.
On to another. Have you ever been lonely in a hotel room?
What are you suggesting?
Well, one hotel in Belgium is giving lonely guests the option to rent a goldfish.
Yes, I saw.
I saw this on Twitter.
We talked about this in a paper review the other day.
Oh,
no, that's all right. That's fair enough. But no, it's.
If only I listened to your show.
I know that you don't. That's fine. They rent them out. And you, I mean, I'm not sure. You're supposed to just sit and look at it in order to not feel lonely anymore.
What else would you do with it?
Well, no, nothing. That's my point.
Okay, good.
Are you laughing at what Cornelius just mimed?
Yeah.
I think that was inappropriate.
So do I.
Okay.
So this is the Hotel Charleroi Airport near Brussels.
I don't know what you're on about.
Shut up. They've got a sign in reception that says, "Alone in your room and want company, rent a fish, €3.50 a night."
Are you sure that's not code? Because I've heard this horrible thing.
Hang on. The music.
We know. Press the button. Come on.
Has to be rewound.
It's not true. It's
still rewinding.
Shut up.
It's counting back to zero. Rewinding. Rewinding.
You're wasting all of our time.
Done.
In case you're wondering, these fish aren't kept alone at all times. The housekeeping department has a large fish tank with loads of goldfish.
Yeah.
And they have shelter, oxygen, and plenty of plants.
Okay. £3.50.
€3.50.
€3.50. For a fish?
That's even more than £3.50 now.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Right. How much is a prostitute?
I don't know.
Okay. Just asking. This is quite a good idea in a way. And apparently it's been quite a successful. A lot of people have got like 10 people rent a fish a week. I was hearing about this.
Yeah, but people are just doing it for the novelty, aren't they?
Yeah, of course
really?
They are.
Just a tweet ago, I've got fish.
Yeah.
And then what they have is a loud fish in the night. Because I used to have a fish when I was a child. It used to keep me up at night
What was
by
it
picking up its gravel and then dropping it.
Yes, they do. That is annoying. I had a fish that did that.
Yeah.
They did, and then spit it out, and it makes a noise.
Yes.
I used to have pet fish, and they never kept me awake at night.
Oh. Some of them jump as well. They jump out of the water and back in again.
What kind of fish do you
have?
A dolphin. I've got a pet dolphin.
fish. We learnt that earlier.
It's a mammal. All right, I got a mammal. Yeah.
You should have that in your notes.
Actually, Marta, could you write that in the show notes? A dolphin's actually a mammal. Can you just write that in the show notes?
Put it down. Put it on the Tumblr.
Do I need to write it down now?
Yeah, because otherwise we'll forget. We've already forgotten once.
Oh, God.
Mammal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Done.
Mammal news.
Do you want another story?
Yes, please.
Animal
yes, please.
News.
Okay. An RSPCA dog walker is still walking dogs at the age of 98. And she looks after 10 rescue dogs and her neighbour's 5 pets.
How many dogs can you... I'm surprised that there are that many dogs at our age 98.
It's dog years, though.
Sally Field.
So it's not really...
different.
Sally Field is 98. The dogs aren't 98.
The actress Sally Field?
No, different person. I've already had to establish this in the office. From not the woman from Steel Magnolias.
Or Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nope.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, my name is Doris.
Okay.
Which is a fish?
Whatever. So Sally Field, not the actress, is 98.
She's
going to be given an award from the Daily Mirror, the Animal Hero Awards.
Yep.
She's been volunteering for 37 years.
I think that's excellent.
Isn't it? And I've got a little quote here from Sally, who used to work for the fire service, and she says, "I love animals and I've always been passionate about their welfare.
Yep.
I don't sit indoors watching the telly. People say I should rest more, and I say, are you joking?"
Is that the end of the quote, or is there a bit more?
No, there's a little bit more.
Animal news.
Hang on, then. It's rewinding.
Hurry up.
Just getting back to the beginning.
It's so annoying.
Zero.
And she says, "I don't feel any different than when I was in my 50s. I think it's all down to keeping, exercising and working. Age doesn't mean anything, it's just a number. The kennels is my life. I always look forward to going up there. I'll never stop doing it. I'll keep going until I'm finished."
Well, no, that's really nice, isn't it?
It's probably
more of a case of the dogs walking her.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Sort of.
Have you seen the video?
I don't
know. No, they're just sort of dragging her along.
She's fine.
She's doing a good job. And she's right, she would keep going to... She may drop dead on the dog walk, and it's probably what she would have wanted.
I think that would be what
so
she
So the dogs would probably eat her. But it's...
John!
Well, they do, don't they? You've read about that in the paper, isn't it? Anyway, good on. I'm very pleased about that. Good on. 37
Lovely.
Years doing that.
What?
Very nice. Commendable. What? And I admire her for it. Very good.
Good.
Thank you, Victoria, for Animal News today.
Animal News.
We'll bring you tomorrow, we'll bring you Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Vegetable News, that's right. In the next bit of the programme.
I almost made a joke there.
Fungus
I'm not going to.
News.
No, don't.
Because I don't want to offend her.
Okay, so...
Oh.
So there will be a game of Dead or Alive next... On the radio. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 20 to 4. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and 2 games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, starts Monday at 9 on ITV.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of 12 million people every day.
you'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
This Wednesday, it's a £14 million Lotto jackpot. What would you get your mum if you won?
Somewhere where she could just make stuff, and she loves getting a drill out. She's like, I've got a drill, what can I drill? So, you know, a massive drill set and a workshop, and she'd be happy as Larry.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months' warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire, we have queuing traffic in the entry slip road is closed. That is due to an overturned lorry on the M1. That's southbound at junction 24 for Kegworth. Elsewhere in Bristol, the M48 westbound is closed. That is due to a serious accident, a motorcycle involved there. That's between the M4 for junction 21 and junction 1. And in Somerset, two lanes closed, queuing traffic and long delays due to a serious accident. Two motorcycles involved there on the M5 northbound between junction 26 and junction 25. I am Sammy Jolo.
What gets you moving? That Friday feeling? A refreshing morning shower? Seeing the sunrise? Or that song that makes you want to move? So what are you waiting for? Get moving with your new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Super Mini 2017, and the all-new Seat Ibiza SE is available for £179 per month with an initial rental of £1,799, plus an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
48-month personal contract hire for the all-new Ibiza SE. Subject to status, 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Ordered by October 2nd and registered by December 31st, 2017. Visit seat.co.uk. Seat Financial Services. Subject to availability. Retail only. Excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate. Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you from 4 with Drive here on Talk Radio. Of course, much going on in the news. We've been talking about it a lot. President Putin and his call for more negotiations instead of sanctions with North Korea. Obviously, Hurricane Irma has begun to hit land in the Leeward Islands, British Virgin Islands, the Caribbean. It's heading towards Florida. It hits Florida probably Sunday at some point. One of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, Atlantic storm on record. Winds up to 195 miles an hour. So that's going on. We know that Meghan Markle has said she loves Prince Harry. So that's the news. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around love.
Don't you worry, we know. Don't worry, Cornelius. We're here to help with that. We're here to help with anything. We're here to help, certainly, with the understanding of current affairs. We could, in depth and complex, yes, we do that. We can do that. We've proved that. But what we're also good at is bringing you the news and explaining it in a bite-sized chunk, which is, of course, how the modern world works. And that's why we present to you 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
John Motson is to retire, as he thinks it's all over. It is now.
The news in haiku. And so, we arrive at our midweek Wednesday quiz. Is it dead? Is it alive? It's a game of dead or alive! That's right, there's a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? That's all you have to figure out. And that is all you have to figure out. Emily, who's on the telephone. Hello, Emily.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, Emily. How on earth are you today?
I'm brilliant, thank you.
Good. Well, we'll be the judge of that, Emily. but it's very nice to talk to you. And what are you doing? Where are you?
I'm in North Wales, and I'm a sales assistant.
Sales assistant in North Wales. Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Well, I don't know what your knowledge of mortality is like, but this is where we have a list of things for you, Emily, and they're it's very, very simple, really. You just have to tell me whether they're dead or alive. That's it. It's very, very simple. It's very simple. Cornelius will be keeping score.
Hello.
Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Cornelius, Emily. Emily, Cornelius.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Cornelius. How are you?
Really well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah,
oh,
good.
That's nice. Well, what have you been up to today?
I've already asked that.
Oh, really?
Hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Great. Here we go then. Let's play Dead or Alive. Here we go. Question one, Emily. Dead or alive? My auntie Sylvie.
Alive.
Yes, she is. She is 96 years old. I know. She's in a home. Lost all of her mental faculties, but she's still with us. Weekly update.
Does she walk dogs?
She does not walk dogs. She lifts a sippy cup and drinks from it. She doesn't recognise any of the family anymore, but she is alive, and that's the point, isn't it? God bless her indeed. God bless her.
God bless.
God bless you, Auntie Sylvie. She listens to this. she's fine. Okay, good. Second question: the rest of Andy Murray's season, dead or alive?
Oh, I'm going to say dead.
Yes, due to his hip injury, of course. An injury. that's an injury to his hip, not like a cool injury. John Motson, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, but he's retired from football commentating. At the end of the season, he's going to retire.
He was on TalkSport earlier.
Of course he was on TalkSport earlier. Why wouldn't he be?
Very much alive, then.
Very much alive. Although listening to TalkSport can make... Anyway, the chances of Jacob Rees-Mogg leading the march at next year's Pride event?
I'd say dead as a dodo.
Dead as a dodo, you're right, due to his comments on Good Morning Britain this morning, where, of course, he said that he didn't agree with gay marriage and that no abortions under any circumstances should be allowed. Jacob Rees-Mogg there, tipped as a future leader of the Conservative Party. Dead or alive, the chances of a second date between the couple who've been in the news today, I don't know whether you've seen this, Emily, they were on a first date, the girl threw her own poo out of a window and it got stuck in the window. And so she climbed in to retrieve it. She got stuck and the fire brigade had to be called. This is all on a first date.
Wow.
It's an anxiety dream come true, isn't
it? Really
it
really is. Oh. Yeah, but the chances of them having a second date after that debacle.
Oh, well, I'm going to say dead, but I hope it's alive.
It is alive. I'm afraid you should have gone with your hope. The chap involved, whose window it was, has said that they are still talking, and quote, "Who knows where it could go?" The answer is out of the window, presumably. All right, good. Next one, the chances of the Moose. Now, the Moose, for those that don't know, he is works here in the Talk Radio building. He actually works for Talk Sport. You'll hear him on Paul Ross's Breakfast Show, won't you, doing the sport and stuff. Is that right?
I don't think so anymore. He's moved on to Pastor's New at Talk Sport 2.
He's moosed on.
Yes.
And now there's something on TalkSport 2, apparently. Anyway, but the chances, he sits, we can almost see him from here, through the glass there, through, and in the office. The chances of the Moose, anyway, sending in his expenses on time, dead or alive?
Dead?
Yes, he's been in the office panicking all day, because he doesn't know how to do it, turns out. Shouting about it earlier. Couldn't understand the
still
form.
Here. Still understand. There.
Dead or alive, The Hills.
The Hills.
The Hills. Oh. Yes. Actually.
Oh, wait. I'm with you.
The Hills.
I think I'm incorrect.
Go on,
alive.
With, yes. with the Sound of Music?
Yes.
No, you should have stuck to your first answer. Because in this instance, The Hills are a family who lived down the road from my parents when I was growing up. Three generations of them. All wiped out in a tragic pasta art collage accident. You know when you get dried macaroni, you stick it to a bit of cardboard, don't you, in a shape? Yeah?
Yeah.
There was a tragedy involved in that. It wiped them all out. They're all dead. So dead. The chances of there being blanket coverage of Kate Middleton's third pregnancy, despite the apparent lack of interest, according to all surveys, from the public. Dead or alive, the chances of...
Alive?
Yeah, it's already begun to happen, hasn't it? You can't get away from it now.
Mm-hmm.
There are photographers camped outside her, waiting for the first glimpse of the royal baby. The chances of Cornelius, you've already met him.
Hello.
Getting very wet this weekend, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes, because he's going to Bestival. And the forecast for that is just a horrible rain, really, for the whole time he's there. And Cornelius will be camping, so...
Bit soggy there,
yeah. The chances of our assistant producer, Marta... She's from Spain, you know. She's Spanish. She's from Barcelona. The chances of Asprod Marta staying in this country after Brexit?
Alive.
No, dead, really. I mean, she's low-skilled, but there's no way she's going to be able to get a visa on the grounds. You know, she claims to do some actual work, but I'm not sure that's true. Anyway, music question. Dead or alive, everyone, according to Rizzle Kicks. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Let's find out.
Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen, everyone's dead.
Oh!
Oh dear.
Everyone was dead. Let's find out what you got, Emily, in North Wales. Let's find out the score. Cornelius has been keeping it. Now he will impart it. What did Emily get?
8 out of 11.
She got 8 out of 11! That'll do, that's fine.
I'll take that.
Do indeed.
Yeah,
Emily,
take it.
Take it back to North Wales. Run to the Welsh Hills. Emily, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for playing. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. She was brilliant. Very good. There's Emily there. See Emily play. Yeah, best of all then, Cornelius. You're off to best of all.
I'm off to best of all.
So hang on, so this is your last day. You're not here tomorrow.
No, I'm not here until next Tuesday.
Good. Crikey, that's almost a week off.
So I'm working. It's not really a week off because I'm working there, aren't I? I'm reporting from Bestival for the show.
Well, I mean, we're speaking to you once.
Yeah.
I mean, does that count for sort of 5 days at a festival then?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll probably record a little thing out there.
All right.
Alcohol,
well,
or something.
We look forward to it.
Yeah, little thing.
We can't
follow me. I'm taking Ricky, one of Paul Ross's breakfast show reporters and producers.
Wow, look at this. We're going live from Bestival but without any of the actual presenters. That's great news. Good.
You're going to Bestival, you and Ricky?
Yeah.
And you reckon you're going to be working from it? I hope they're not paying you, are they?
Well, I have to have that chat with our boss.
I've seen that's very unlikely.
So it's not going to happen.
They don't even pay you for doing this, presumably.
No,
I should hope not.
Oh, God, no. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sam Delaney with you from Four. He's here now.
We are going to be talking about a third of kids in Manchester and thousands more around the world aren't school ready. When they start school at 4 years old, they don't really at the right level of literacy or communication skills. And people blame the parents, but of course, in actual fact, it's because parents are overworked and they haven't got enough money.
I thought you were just going to blame the kids.
And also, kids are lazy.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right, Con. I wasn't good at it, but now you've completely changed the way in which I'm planning on approaching.
They're too busy wearing those hijabs, aren't they, the kids?
Oh, yeah, they love
outrageous.
Them. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Jacob Rees-Mogg being a homophobe. Yep. And we will be talking about these.
Oh, come on, hang on. No, you've done him a disservice there. You really have.
Because no, he's a Catholic.
He's also, yeah.
It's another way of saying homophobe.
He also doesn't like abortion. So, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll go into the other things that he's awful about, too. We won't just keep it to his homophobia.
Have you got his number? Do you want it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure one of my people have his number. What are you bandying about? Important politicians' numbers for.
Oh, I just may as well. I might tweet it later.
Because you're his mate, because you're a homophobe.
No, I'm not his mate.
You're part of his homophobe club.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm not part of any club of his.
Backing down now, trying to distance yourself from your best mate, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
He's
going viewing Ricky to Best of All too, isn't he?
He hasn't even got his number, he just follows him on Grindr.
Good. Well, that and so much more coming up between 4 and 7. Join me.
Sam Delaney with you in 4. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a good evening. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.